right, Chives, go inside and get me some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay.
And some Reese's.
Okay.
And while you're out there, go ahead and pump my gas for me.
Why don't you pump the gas while I go grab your snacks?
And touch the gas pump where poor people touch? Ew, poor, Chives, poor.
Very well, sir.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you as well, sir! Ooh, Cool Ranch Doritos, perfect! Hello, sir, I'd like to buy these Cool Ranch Doritos!
Okay, that'll be $2.75.
Here you are!
Mr. Goodman, huh?
Yep!
That's you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna need to see some ID.
Oh, I must have left it at home, in my wallet!
Okay, well, without ID, how do I know this is you?
Well, it's not me, it's my boss.
So you stole your boss's card?
No, I didn't steal it. He just wanted me to come into the store and buy some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay, well, can you go get him and tell him to come in here and confirm this is his card?
Oh, well, that would be a big problem. You see, he doesn't like coming inside. Well, unless it's one of his many, many prostitutes.
Ew. Okay, well, just no ID, no chips.
Why would I steal a credit card for a $2.75 snack?
A lot of people steal credit cards and then make small purchases to test them.
Oh, I don't like you. Give me this. Sir!
Chives, where are my snacks?
They said they wouldn't sell them to me unless I showed them identification because my name doesn't match the card.
Why didn't you lie?
Because I don't have an ID with your name on it, sir.
Okay, what do I have to do, Chives?
You have to come inside.
Ew! Come inside and breathe the air with the poor people?
Well, I guess we could always try the next gas station that's 30 minutes away.
Oh, Chives, okay, I'm coming in, but I'm gonna hold my breath.
Merry Christmas!
Ew, I don't have any money, all I have is a card, plus you smell bad.
I am so sorry, sir. Here's a penny.
Thank you very much. It'll go to the children.
What the fuck, Chives? Did you just give this smelly piece of shit a penny?
Well, yes, sir.
And where did you find that penny?
On the floor of the car.
That's my fucking penny, Chives. Fuck you.
You can have it back. It's for the kids.
Oh, you don't want my...
Oh, my back! My back!
You just assaulted Santa. I got the whole thing on camera.
Oh, fuck.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Christmas Judge Puber, and North Pole Court is now in session. Today we are hearing the case of Santa Claus, who claims Mr. Goodman brutally assaulted him and hurt his back, so he will be unable to deliver Christmas presents for the foreseeable future. Mr. Santa Claus, tell us what happened.
Well, Your Honor, I was trying to collect some change for the kids at the North Pole, and this guy comes up. It reaches in my kettle and tries to grab a penny. And I said, hold on there, bitch. You better not take that penny. And then he pushed me over. He broke my back.
Are you drinking, Santa?
What does it look like? It's the only way I can numb the pain from my back. Well, unless you can get this guy to pay me $8 billion, then I'd feel a lot better.
$8 billion, hmm? Mr. Goodman, tell me your side.
So my butler donated one of my favorite pennies, and he didn't have the authority to do that. And then I had to fucking push Humpty Dumpty over because I was trying to get my penny back and he tried to stop me.
So you did push Mr. Santa Claus. Well, this seems like a pretty easy case. Santa Claus is quite valuable. He delivers all the presents in one night, so I would say $8 billion is quite reasonable. Santa Claus, I award you $8 billion from Mr. Goodman.
Fuck yeah! I never have to work again!
Your breath smells like alcohol and Doritos.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey Santa!
I made a bicycle.
I made a dollhouse.
Santa, did you get any donations? We need money for more toy making supplies.
Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
What?
Well, the good news is I won $8 billion. I'm Mr. Shit.
Woohoo! That's going to pay for so many toy supplies.
No. Well, you see, the bad news is that you're all out of a job. I'm shutting the North Pole down.
What about the children?
Fuck them.
What about us?
Fuck them.
What about the toys?
I don't give a shit. I'm retiring and going to find some ho-ho-hos.
Santa, can I come too?
Come on, Pepper, let's go.
Oh, boy.
But Santa, what about us?
Fuck them.
Man, Pepper, this
much fast as shit!
Lord Santa!
Let's see what it can do!
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost a wheel and the Joker got away. Hey, jingle bells, Batman smells.
Holy Toledo, that guy's flying! I hope he enjoys Christmas in jail!
Santa's the cop!
Oh shit, the pigs again? Come, let's see if I can talk my way out of this one.
Look at this guy. I bet it's some little prick whose daddy bought him a car for his birthday to make up for his tiny penis. Like, happy birthday, son. We come from a long line of guys with tiny penises, but here's a car. I know girls aren't going to want to talk to you because you're tiny penis, but they're going to love this car. That'll make up for it. I'm going to say all of that when I get up there and I'm arresting him. Hey, tiny penis. Is this car for your tiny penis? Santa Claus!
What do you broke fuckers want?
Santa, that's not nice.
Pepper, shut your dick hole and let Santa handle this.
Okay.
What do you want?
Well, you were going pretty fast, Santa.
Well, yeah, it's a fast-ass car!
Well, yeah, it was too fast. That was the problem.
How much do you make in a year?
$30,000.
What do I have here?
Is it money?
Don't answer it. That's one-third of your salary, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Smell it.
It smells like shit.
It came right out of Pepper's ass.
Oh, man. Well, Santa, is that a beer?
Well, yeah. It's Mick Ultra, Santa's favorite.
Okay, well, you can't be drinking and driving.
Yeah. But the money.
But, I know, but I'm still going to have to give you a sobriety test.
Let's play a game. Hide and go fuck yourself.
Well, I do really want that money.
All right. There you go. Back to your car. Wee, wee, wee. All the way home, Piggy.
That's okay.
See, Pepper? Now that's how you deal with the police. They're mad and they're broke.
Santa, you always know just what to say.
Now let's get out of here.
I really should have arrested him, but $10,000 is a lot of money. What is Santa doing?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Jesus, what an asshole. You know, I should have tried to squeeze about $20,000 or $30,000 out of him if he's just giving away money. Yeah, go back to the North Pole. Buy a lot of Christmas presents with this.
Oh, Marvin, I love Christmas time! There's wrapping paper and Christmas carols, and you can wear sweaters all the time!
And figgy pudding, whatever the fuck that is.
I don't know what figgy pudding is.
Hey, Daddy, will you call a 7 that has an illness?
What?
6-7.
Chubby, stop with the 6-7 stuff.
I didn't say 6-7, I said 6-7.
The news is on.
Breaking news! Santa Claus has sued billionaire and news anchor who isn't me, Mr. Goodman, for billions of dollars! Santa Claus claims Mr. Goodman assaulted him and gave him injuries that will prevent him from delivering presents ever again!
Santa Claus isn't going to deliver presents this year!
You're 21 years old, by the way!
Kid at heart, Marvin. And besides, it's really sad Santa's not delivering presents this year. Think of the children.
Marvin, I'm pissed.
What, how'd you get inside the house?
I let myself in. It's my house and I can do that. Did you see the news?
Yeah, Santa Claus sued you for billions of dollars.
$8 billion, in fact.
What, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's less than 1% of my net worth, but I'm still pissed.
Well, you don't need it. It's less than 1%. You have plenty of money.
This motherfucker's faking a back injury just so he can get paid.
Marvin, we should have thought of that.
Hey. Hush. Men are talking. And I wouldn't have gotten caught if they didn't have security cameras at the gas station.
So you did hurt Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, but I just wanted my penny back.
What? Yeah, it was over a penny?
Yes, but it was my penny, and it's not about the penny. It's the principle. But I have an idea, Marvin. If we can get Santa Claus to gamble the $8 billion at my casino, I'll get my money back.
How are you going to get him to gamble $8 billion?
If you get someone drunk enough, they'll think they're on a heater, and then they'll keep spending and spending and spending.
Okay, where are we even going to find Santa Claus?
What the?
No fuck.
Merry Christmas, fuckers! Look what I bought with my lawsuit money!
Yeah? How's your back feel?
Oh, it feels good!
Hell yeah, Santa, move them hips!
Marvin, this shit has to stop! You're right, Santa lost his mind. I think we should take him to the casino.
Yes.
Santa, you wanna go to the casino?
Let's go! We'll take my brand new sleigh! Alright, Pepper. While I'm sitting here bankrupting this casino, why don't you play that game over there and see if you can win us some more money?
Okay, Santa. Away!
Good job!
God damn it, he's stealing all my money! All right, Chickity China, the Chinese chicken. Santa Claus over there owes me $8 billion.
Holy shit!
Yeah, so what I need you to do is I need you to get all my money back, okay? Use the rigged dum-dum ball.
Got it, boss. But how am I supposed to get him to that $8 billion?
Well, what you do is you let him win a couple so he gets confident, and then when he bets all the money, you make him lose, okay?
Okay, got it, boss.
All right, Santa, I gotta go piss.
Oh, look at all these coins I won, Santa.
Heck yeah! The rich keep getting richer, Pepper.
Yeah, can I get a kiss?
No. But you can come over here and help me bet this. Now, how do you bet this, Pepper?
I don't know.
All right, since I'm red, I'm going to put it on some reds here. A little here and a little there.
Well, you might as well just put it all on the color red.
Well, Pepper, that makes sense. I'm going to put it all on red.
Holy shit! All on red! All bets in! Oh, 25 red! Holy shit! You win!
Pepper, I'm all jumped up!
Me too!
What the hell are you doing? Giving him more money? I leave for 5 seconds and he doubles his fucking money?
He put all his money on red. He doubled his money. He won.
Well, you need to get him to bet it all again, and this time make sure he loses.
I would do my best.
Oh, you're fucked.
How am I supposed to get him to bet it all again? Hey, Mr. Santa, you want to double or nothing?
Pepper, doesn't he know I'm the shit?
He's Mr. Shit.
Let it ride! Choo-choo!
Alright, ready to ride. All bets in.
Alright, Thomas. You better make his ass lose.
21 red. He wins.
God damn it!
We rich as shit, Pepper! Keep it coming. Keep it coming. I'm a hungry, hungry hippo. Pepper, come smell this shit.
Okay.
Not my ass.
Oh.
Santa, I bet you won't bet all $32 billion on red.
Pepper, he doesn't know about Mr. Shit.
Don't show him, Santa.
Let it ride. Mm-hmm.
All right, shithead. You better sit here and spin this wheel, and if it hits red one more time, it's your ass.
I try my best, sir.
Spin it!
Two black, he roos!
Yes! Yes, yes, yes! You see that, Santa? It was black! I'm the hungry hippo now. I'm num num num.
Well, Pepper, look.
I can't believe Santa shut down the North Pole.
What are we gonna do?
Maybe we can find jobs at the South Pole.
Oh!
Hi, Santa.
What are you guys doing? Let's build some toys. What the fuck?
Well, you told us to stop.
Well, I lost $8 billion, so we're going to go back to building some toys.
But, Santa, we burned all the toys for warmth with the heater turned off.
Okay. Santa lost $8 billion in a heater, okay? Tell him, Pepper.
Yeah, Santa thought he was doing good at roulette, so he bet it all on red.
And tell him what happened, Pepper.
It was black.
The blacks!
He means it landed on black.
But what do we do now?
Well, let's get back to building some toys. We only got 9 or 10 days till Christmas.
But
I can't wait for this popcorn to be ready.
Wait, who's calling me?
Hello?
Hey, sexy.
Wait, who's this?
A supermodel.
A supermodel calling old pee-pee? What you doing, baby?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm just cooking some popcorn, extra butter.
Sounds hot. So what are you wearing?
Oh, me? Oh, about to be nothing. You keep talking like that. What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Woo-hoo-hoo. You want to come over here and eat some popcorn with old Pee-Pee, baby?
I'm already there.
What? Where are you? No, you're not.
In the pantry.
Oh, no, you're not. Let me see this. You're not in here, silly goose. Where are you, baby?
Look behind you.
Look behind me? Chef Pee-Pee, I'm hungry! Chef Pee-Pee!
Ah! Crime doesn't sleep.
All right, Susan, what do you got for me?
A chef killed in his own kitchen.
I guess somebody didn't like his cooking.
I guess you could say that.
Any witnesses?
No, sir, the suspect ran away.
I guess you could say the killer dined and dashed.
Good one, sir.
What was the cause of death?
Multiple stab wounds.
And the murder weapon?
We couldn't find one, sir.
I guess the killer took it to go.
Ooh! I win, first place!
Wait, this was the end of a race, right?
No, sir, that was caution tape.
Oh, well, I guess I should have been more cautious.
Oh, God, what is that smell?
The chef's dead body, sir.
Huh. Chef Boyardee, more like Chef Boy is he dead.
That's not your best, sir. It was a bit cheesy.
Leave the jokes to me, Susan. I'm the officer here. Oh, my God, what is that? What the hell is this? Some kind of alien mothership?
That's popcorn, sir.
Huh. Well, I want to poke it with something.
Sir, that's the murder weapon!
Now, Susan, how would you murder somebody with popcorn?
The knife, sir.
Oh, my God! This popcorn is bleeding! What have I done? How are we gonna tell the popcorn's family?
We'll have to tell the colonel.
This job really takes it out of you.
Sir, that knife is the murder weapon!
Huh. Well, have it examined for fingerprints that aren't mine.
Okay.
What kind of monster would do something like this?
Ah, Dad! Who would kill Chef Pee-Pee?
Look, Junior, he didn't have that much time left. Pet chefs don't live that long. I told you that when we got him from the pet store, damn it.
Hey.
Did you find out who the killer is?
Not yet, but we're working on it. I understand you're the one who found the body?
Yeah, I went to ask Chef Pee-Pee to make me something to eat, and he was dead.
That must have been very traumatic, I'm sorry. But we did find the murder weapon.
You did?
You seem a little nervous.
No, I'm actually excited that you found the murder weapon. We get to find out who killed Chef Pee-Pee.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever wanted to kill Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Especially when he burns my food or leaks the ice cream out the milk or leaks the Kool-Aid out and makes it hot. Oh, I would kill him right now if he was still alive.
Huh, so how do I know you didn't kill him tonight?
Well, because I've been sitting in the bed all day, damn it!
Well, can you prove you've been sitting in bed all day?
Look at this ass print. Does it look like I've gotten up?
That is a pretty deep ass print. You don't get an ass print like that unless you've been sitting there for years.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a lazy bum.
Okay, so what about when you get up to use the bathroom? You could have killed him then.
I pee in a bottle. Come on, now.
Ew. Oh, I'm not even going to ask what you do with the number two.
I usually poop in a box, a pizza box when I order it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go find the real killer now.
Marvin, I can't believe someone killed Chef Pee-Pee.
What if we're next?
Marvin, do you think the killer's still in the house?
Jeffy?
It's not Jeffy, it's a ghost.
Jeffy, where'd you get that mask?
I found it.
Hey.
Officer, did you find the killer?
No, it's hard. But I came to ask if you guys were the killers.
What? No, we're not the killers.
Okay, then where were you during the murder?
Watching a movie.
And you didn't hear Chef Pee-Pee being murdered downstairs?
The movie was really loud.
Oh yeah, what movie was it?
Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
And you didn't invite me? That's the real crime here. But I can't really blame you for not hearing it. You guys were on a magical ride with Mr. Megorium.
Well, listen, we didn't cause any murders.
Well, what about that guy in the scary mask over there?
That's Jeffy.
Yeah.
Well, he says no, not.
It is Jeffy. He just has a mask on.
Yeah, and he does have his name on his shirt, so I guess I'll believe you. Okay, I'll be outside in my squad car, because it's standard procedure to wait 24 hours outside a crime scene in case the killer returns, which they almost always sometimes do. So you let me know if you hear another scream. Now that you did last time, face! All right, Simmons, be on the lookout for a killer.
All right, what does he look like?
I don't actually know, but just look for anybody suspicious.
All right. Hey, what about him?
Huh, he doesn't look that suspicious, but he's not wearing a seatbelt, so let's pull him over anyway.
All right.
All right, Simmons, I'm gonna go give him a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt. You know, click it a ticket.
All right, mate.
Excuse me, sir. I couldn't help but notice you weren't wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, sorry's not going to save your life if you get in an accident, so unfortunately, I'm going to have to write you a ticket.
Oh, come on, man. Can't you just let it slide?
No, and I am going to have to ask you to put that knife away while we're talking. I'm getting a little nervous.
All right.
Wait, is that an open container?
Nah, man, it's empty.
Yeah, I don't care. Have you had anything to drink tonight, sir?
Only a few.
Yeah, step out of the car, sir.
Oh, is that really necessary?
Yep, come on.
What am I gonna tell my wife?
Come on, focus. We're gonna do a field sobriety test, so I need you to say your ABCs.
I'm gonna lose my job,
come
man.
Come on, just say your ABCs for me.
Oh, fine. A, B, C, D.
Oh.
E,
oh, damn.
F, G.
Oh, he's got some moves.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, hold on. Maybe give me that. Give me that. Keep going, though.
Probably
should have patted you down first.
Y and Z.
That's very good. Okay, so I need you to walk in a straight line for me, okay?
Yeah, easy.
Okay, good. So just go over there. Yeah, just over there, and then walk toward me in a straight line. All right, well, turn around. This way. Now walk toward me. Straight line.
Okay, yeah, you were pretty drunk. All right, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to have to take you in. You're under arrest.
Come on, man.
No, come on. Come with me. All right, Simmons, you're going to have to sit back there with him. I didn't have any handcuffs, so just grab him if he tries anything.
All right, bud.
I got to do some paperwork about this arrest.
So do you guys like games?
I like games.
What about murder mystery?
Oh, I'm terrible at those. I suck at Clue.
I got a clue for you. What's black and white and red all over?
Oh, I know this one. A newspaper.
Me, after I murdered the chef.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
You got to get some better jokes, man. These drunk.
Can you just play some music?
Oh, yeah, but the only thing I have is hardcore rock and roll.
Oh, perfect. Turn it all the way up.
Okay.
Actually, you know what, guys? Screw this paperwork. Let's go to Denny's. Oh, my God, Simmons! You know what? I think that guy might have been the killer.
All right, that's it. Your son's under arrest.
For what?
Because my partner was just killed by somebody wearing that mask.
Oh, come on. Anyone could have that mask. And Jeffy's been here the whole time.
Oh, yeah? Then where are his ass imprints?
His what?
His ass imprints from his ass on the couch from sitting here so long.
Oh, I don't get those because I sit on my knees.
That seems really bad for your knees. God, I wish I had legs.
Listen, Jeffy didn't kill anyone. He's been here the whole time, I promise.
Okay. If you say so, I guess I believe you.
But now the trail's gone cold.
Well, have you talked to the person who found Chef Hippie's body? Because usually who smelt it dealt it.
Yeah, but he who denied it supplied it. So what's that say about you?
Well, did the person who smelt it also deny it?
He did. I'm going to go talk to him.
The yellow goes before the orange, idiot. I know my colors.
I'm still learning.
All right, well, I need to talk to you.
Did you find the killer?
Oh, yeah, I did. You want to see a picture of him?
Yeah, I want to see who killed my chef.
Take a good hard look. You know who that is?
Your phone's off.
What? Shit, how did that... Go to sleep. Hold on. Hey, this is going to be... You're going to be very surprised when you see who it is. Who is that? Is it backwards? It's... Hold on. Hold on. That's not who it is. That's... It's not... Okay. Hold on. Who is that?
That's me!
Exactly! You're under arrest for killing Chef Pee-Pee and my partner.
I didn't kill Chef Pee-Pee and your partner.
Oh, yes, you did.
What proof do you have?
You found Chef Pee-Pee's body, and that's pretty much all I have. But that's pretty suspicious, right?
I was gonna ask him to cook me dinner.
And what if he said no? What if you got so mad that he wouldn't cook you dinner that you picked up the kitchen knife and you stabbed him, and you kept stabbing him over and over until he was dead, huh?
Well, I don't think that happened.
Well, maybe. Maybe you blacked out because you were so mad, because that happens sometimes. So, were you mad, huh? Were you angry mad?
I don't think so.
Come on, kid. Just confess so I can arrest you, I can close this case, and then we can go to Denny's before I take you to jail, huh? How's that sound? You know, you get a grand slamwich, huh? Moons over my hammy, huh? What was that?
Oh, my God! Somebody forgot to put the toilet seat down. That is so rude. There are ladies in the house.
I guess not anymore! She's dead! Okay, how'd you do it? How did you kill her while we were in the other room?
Well, because I'm not the killer!
That would make sense. Okay, so that means the killer has to be either Marvin or Jeffy.
Get out of my way.
All right, one of both of you is under arrest.
For what?
Your wife is dead.
What?
Well, you're shocked, so it can't be you. And you're literally wearing the mask. See, this is what I've been saying. It's got to be you.
No, he's been here the whole time.
Oh, I see. You're in on it. You probably wanted your wife dead. I mean, hey, I've been there. I totally get it. But then Chef Pee-Pee was probably banging your wife, so you had to kill him, too. And then my partner just got in the way, so you had to kill him. Yeah, it's got to be you. Just admit it. So that we can go to Denny's and then I can take you to jail. Huh? Grand Slamwich? Moons over my hammies? Somebody go to fucking Denny's with me!
Listen, it wasn't us. We didn't kill anyone.
Well, help me think of who could have done it then.
You. Me. Could you stop that? We're trying to think over here.
Oh, fine.
What? Yes, thank you. Run! I'm going to leave this rolling pin at the top of the stairs.
Wow.
Look, Marvin, the rolling pin worked! I mean, that clearly wasn't him falling down the stairs. That was that stuffed elephant in his costume. But we got him!
Look, he got stabbed by his own knife!
Oh, I'm dying.
Yeah, well, before you die, let's see who you really are.
Booby!
Yes. It's me.
But why? Well, why'd you kill all those characters?
Because I only wanted to be Pooby characters. So I killed Chef Pee-Pee and Rose and Simmons because I only wanted to be Pooby. Why can't it just be Pooby?
No! So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. You want to shoot some dice? Ooh, you owe me $20. Boy, give me that root. Ow!
No, I don't want to shoot some dice. Aww. What do you want to do, Cody?
Well, let's watch Charlotte's Web. Haven't seen that in a while. That's some big.
If your mom had a spider in her kitchen while she was eating, would it make a web in the corner that says that's some pig? Because she's a pig? Or would it say that's some fat bitch?
That's 100.
I don't think a spider would say that.
Oh. Well, how about we turn on the TV and watch whatever's on? No matter what it is, we have to watch it.
You better not be that damn Trolls movie. I swear to God, if it is, I'm leaving.
Do you think I could be happy?
Of course you could be happy. Just sing.
When I get this feeling inside.
Look at the Trolls movie! Oh, it's actually on. I mean, it ain't that serious. It ain't that eat my ass movie. It's for kids. Yeah.
Oh, guys, breaking news!
What's the Trolls movie?
Breaking news, UK. NASA has confirmed that Earth has two moons now because a small asteroid or quasi-satellite is temporarily co-orbiting Earth.
No way, guys! We have two moons! Cody, do you think we got another moon because your mom bent over and pulled her pants down?
What a fat ass. Oh, poor get a big ass.
They're really good Porky Pig impressions.
I'm not done. Where's my pants, folks?
Porky Pig doesn't wear pants. So.
Yeah, he doesn't wear pants.
That's great.
Anyway, that's how we got the new moon.
That's how we got it?
Yeah, your mom's big ass.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I get it.
Lashing at everybody.
Yep.
Anyway, we have to get the new moon a birthday gift.
What are you talking about? No, we don't.
It's the new moon's birthday.
It's not its birthday. It just entered our atmosphere.
Today's new moon day, so I think we should get it a gift, because if we piss off the new moon, who knows what it'll do. It could make a big wave, like a tsunami.
Yeah, we gotta make sure it likes us, dude.
Yeah, and also, what if our moons fight?
Oh!
Oh, moon war, stop.
Oh, stop.
What? You guys are insane.
Okay, listen, we gotta get the moon a new gift, so let's make a weather balloon, and then, oop, we can put letters in it. Oh, come on, let's go, guys.
Yeah, okay. Let's do this.
Okay, yeah.
All right, guys, are you ready to send our birthday gift to the new moon?
This is not going to the new moon.
Well, it looks like a weather balloon, Cody.
Just because the balloons are silver does not make this a weather balloon, and weather balloons don't even go to space.
Yes, they do. If you go on YouTube, people send Lego figures and stuff to space all the time with weather balloons.
Yeah, I've seen them before, and once I add these other three balloons, this bitch definitely fly into space. It might make it to Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter.
It's not going to Jupiter.
Okay, can you get the stuff I'm going to put in the basket?
Okay, yeah, what is this? What? Hi, new moon. You are a moon now. We now have two moons. Who's going to read this, Junior?
The new moon, Cody.
Obviously.
Duh. And look at the drawing.
What? Okay, well, I noticed you made me and Joseph look pretty different.
Damn, I'm darker than a shadow, dude.
Now, listen, all I had was one colored pen. Listen, anyway, the moon's going to see that and know that we're its friends.
What? It's a moon. It's not going to know anything.
Cody, just give me the other paper so I can put it in the basket. And go grab the tape, Cody.
Okay, here.
And, Joseph, make sure you tie those balloons together.
I got you, dude. I'm going to tie it in a knot.
Wait, what if I act like I fly off and people will think I'm missing? I'm going to just get inside here real quick.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, Joseph, it's flying away.
What? Dude, I think Junior got inside.
What, he's in there?
Yeah, I think so.
Junior, get down.
Junior, get out.
My friends are so stupid.
Dude, jump your ass out.
Junior.
Oh, my God. This is horrible. Come on.
Oh, shit. Joseph, what are we going to do?
I don't know. He's going to be the first kid in space, though.
I got to hide. Oh, this is so funny. Oh, this is the funniest thing I've ever thought of. Oh, my God. I'm going to hide in this mini refrigerator.
Junior, please jump out. You're going to die, dude.
Junior, jump.
Jump your dumb ass out.
Maybe he can't hear us.
Oh, we should scream. Junior!
He's gone, Joseph. He's gone.
Dude, I know. We got to get help. We got to tell Chef Peepy or somebody.
Yeah, let's go tell him.
Oh, man, this smells so yummy.
Chef Peepy.
What the hell? Spit it out, Brad.
Joseph's so in shock, he can't even speak.
Oh, my God, I can see it on his face. What's going on?
Well, Junior found out there was a new moon, and he wanted to send a gift back to the moon, so we tied a bunch of balloons to a bag, and then Junior called in the bag, and it floated away, and now he's gone.
Wait, what the hell? What are you talking about? I'm so lost.
Junior is in a bag 10,000 feet in the air, held up by balloons, and he could die at any minute.
Oh, my God. Thank you, big Jesus. Oh, he finally answered my prayers. Oh, I've been praying day by day for this to actually happen. Maybe he gets hit by a plane and all the balloons pop and then... slap. Oh, it'll be a beautiful day, man. Oh, my God, I'm going to celebrate.
But Chef Pee-Pee, this is serious.
Oh, you don't know how serious this is. I've been praying every day for this moment. You don't know how bad of a brat that asshole is. He gets on my nerves, want me to cook everything for him. I'm over it. I hope he dies.
Okay, well, maybe I should talk to his dad.
Yeah, because I'm over it. Tell me when he's actually dead so I can pop a bottle or two. But do you actually think his dad going to care?
You're right. Okay, well, then I'll go talk to the police.
Dummy. Good Alfredo while dead boys out here. Ooh, I'm happy.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
I finally got the courage to speak.
Okay, slow down, Porky Pig. Just tell me what's going on.
Our friend's gonna be the first kid in Jupiter.
He's not going to Jupiter. Our friend is stuck in a bag held up by balloons like 10,000 feet in the air. Wait, like in the air? Yes, in the air! Wait, you're telling me this is happening right now?
Yes, he's flying in the sky right now.
So he's in a bag in the air. Yes, right now. Huh. Well, fuck. I don't even know what to do about that. I just have a car. Well, can't you get like a helicopter or something? A helicopter? Shit, I don't even know how to start that process. Like, I don't know anybody who owns a helicopter. Fuck, man, this is gonna be my whole day. You know that, right?
Yes, but we need you to save our friend. Yeah, it's your job.
Yeah, I guess it is. Fuck, man. I had other shit I wanted to do. Yeah, you know what? I think the news has a helicopter. Yeah, I'm gonna go talk to the news.
I hope they actually find Junior, dude. Yeah. How about you turn on the Trolls movie to make me feel better?
Okay. No, it's the news!
Fuck, man!
Breaking news, UK! What you're watching now is live footage of a little boy trapped inside of a bag being held up by helium balloons. We have Officer Brooklyn T. Guy in a helicopter following the balloon. Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm in this helicopter right now, and honestly, I'm gonna be real with you, it's starting to piss me off. I'm trying to chase this little fucker, and it is not easy. Because every time I get close with the helicopter, the wind just pushes him away, and I can't catch up, and I can't get too close, because if I do, the helicopter blades are gonna pop the balloons, and he's gonna fall, and he's gonna die. So honestly, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing up here.
Have you confirmed that the child is in fact in the bag?
Yeah, well, his friends told me he was in there, and they were blubbering like Porky Pig, so I'm going to take their word for it. But anyway, back to me and my problems. I'm really afraid of heights, okay? And I'm going to be honest, I've never really flown a helicopter before, and I'm not particularly good at it. So I'm just kind of winging this. So this whole thing has been really, really stressful to me, especially because I don't really know how to get him down. I mean, I thought about, like, maybe getting, like, a big hook and trying to pull him in, you know, like a coat hanger or like a bunch of coat hangers tied together. But I don't know where I could get that, you know. And I thought about taking a BB gun and shooting out the balloons one at a time so he falls down. But then if I shoot too many and he falls too fast, he could die, you see. So I'm just kind of fucked either way. And here's an idea. What we could do is we could take all of the bounce houses in the county, right? And we could put them all together so that when he falls on those. But I don't know how to predict where he's going to fall. Okay, if everybody who owns a bounce house just inflates the bounce houses, I don't think that many people own bounce houses. Fuck, this is hard, man. Why do you have to get stuck in a balloon?
Are there any signs of life coming from the balloon?
Dude, were you listening? I'm eyeballing this. You guys have the cameras. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I see a bag and balloons. That's what I'm looking at, and I'm doing the best I can.
Well, let's pray for a safe return of this child.
Yeah, I guess pray is all we can do, because I don't think I'm going to be able to help very much.
Dude, I really hope they save Junior.
It's not looking good, Joseph.
Oh, no, I don't want to lose a bud.
Dude, we should go through his toys and see what we can take. Yeah, hell yeah. He's not going to miss him if he's dead.
Right? Oh, dude, a ride on Thomas, dude.
Oh, look, the washing machine I turned into, dibs.
Oh, nice choice.
Oh, I didn't know you had a thirst quencher. I want that.
Oh, an unopened Minecraft Bumblebee toy. I'm taking that.
Oh, that's sick. Oh, a garbage truck? I need that, dude.
No, guys, those are my toys.
What? Junior?
What the hell are you doing here, dude?
Ta-da!
What? No. Have you been hiding in there the whole time?
No. What would make you think I was hiding in that refrigerator the whole time?
Junior, everybody thinks you're trapped in the sky.
Yeah, the whole news reported on it, dude.
Yeah, the police have a helicopter and everything. A helicopter, Junior.
A helicopter?
A helicopter.
Yeah, serious, bro.
Isn't that overkill? Like, why would they need a helicopter?
Junior, everybody's worried about you.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
What, Junior, what have you been doing this whole time?
Okay, listen, I thought it would be a silly goose prank that when I told you to get the tape and I told Joseph to tie the balloons together, I act like I got in the bag and I moved the rock so it flew off. And you guys fell for it. You guys are like, Junior, jump out, bro.
What, Junior, what the fuck? That's not funny. Everybody's really worried about you. You're going to be in big trouble if anybody finds out you're not actually up there.
Well, no one's going to find out. Only you two guys know. And I'm going to go back in my refrigerator, so just act like you didn't see me, okay?
What? No. Okay. All right, fine. Jesus.
Yeah. Stupid guy.
Junior is such a fucking asshole.
I know. I can't believe I actually cared, dude.
No, you didn't. You just wanted to watch the Trolls movie and play with his toy.
No, hell, I didn't. That lame-ass movie. You turned that girly-ass shit on.
Guess what, guys? He wasn't in the fucking bag.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's crazy.
What happened? What?
Where? Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where the fuck is he, okay? Do you guys want to know how I eventually got the balloon down? I had to land the helicopter at a Dillard's, okay? And then I went in and I bought a bunch of socks, which the bitch who worked there thought I was crazy, because I don't have feet, so why would I be buying socks? But then I put the socks in my hands, and I rubbed my hands together, and I used the static electricity to pull the balloons out of the sky. And then I finally get the bag, and I open it up, and his ass isn't in there. So here's my question to you. Was he ever in that fucking bag?
I think he was,
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, technically at one point. Oh, okay, so was he in the bag when I was looking for it?
I mean, who knows?
I mean, that's...
It was in the sky at that point.
That's up to you to figure out.
That's your job.
You know, helicopter gas is expensive. You guys know that, right? And we had two helicopters. We had the news chopper and my helicopter. And I wasted a bunch of time, and they're making me pay for all that fucking helicopter gas. Because everybody thinks I'm stupid because I came into the police station yelling, helicopter, boy, balloon. So now I look like a dipshit, and I have to pay for all of that. So where the fuck could your friend possibly be? Did he fall out? Is this a hoax? I don't even care if he's dead at this point.
I'm not sure. Where could he be? Yeah. Where is that guy?
Oh!
What? Oh, man.
Junior.
Oh, my God.
I fell out.
Right now?
You fell out.
Yeah, I fell out.
But you fell 10,000 fucking feet?
That's what took me so long to land.
I don't see a hole in the fucking roof.
Okay, well, that was my imitation of when I did fall, and I landed in a tree.
You landed in a tree?
Yeah, I fell out earlier, and I landed in a tree.
No, you didn't.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
No, the fuck you didn't, because you're not even dirty. You don't have scratches on you.
I can't take a bath.
But so you came home, you fell 10,000 feet out of the fucking air into a tree, and then you took a bath? That's the first thing you did?
Well, you kind of had all the elephant ears.
Elephant ears?
Because it was like the big leaves. That's what I landed on.
Those are fucking bushes. That's not a tree. Well, it'll get big.
It was the tree in Animal Kingdom at Disney World. That big one.
No, none of that happened. That's bullshit.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make my story sound cooler. I landed on top of a mattress firm.
You landed on the store? Not on a mattress. On the roof of the fucking store.
Well, the store was getting the roof replaced, so I landed on the mattresses because there was no roof.
Oh, that's really convenient.
Yeah, and it was actually a mattress firm factory.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And they were getting their roof replaced.
The whole roof all at once.
So I landed on a big mattress that, like a pile of mattresses.
What a fucking coinkydink that is. That's insane.
A fresh print mattress. Like a pile of them that were about to be shipped out, and I landed because the roof was being replaced.
Hey, I don't know if you've ever heard this before,
what?
But you have the right to remain silent.
For what?
Anything you say can and will be used against you.
God, come on, tell them you knew I was in the bag.
No.
All right, Crash! I am so mad! I am so angry! Because one of you stupid little kids pooped in the sink in the bathroom! So when I went to wash my hands, I got poop all over my hands! So I wanna know, which one of you did it?
Hey, Junior, it was me.
So no one's gonna fess up to it, huh? Alright, so that means the whole class is gonna get punished. So you guys are gonna have to write sentences.
Write sentences?
He can write these nuts.
Alright, class, since no one wants to admit to pooping in the sink, all of you are gonna have to write, I will not poop in the sink 1,000 times, okay? So get started!
1,000 times?
Thank you, Junior. We're glad, Drew. Here's the teacher, Jackie Pooh.
Oh, who pooped in the sink?
Teacher, Jeff and Drew picture you.
Shut up! Jesus Christ, Crash! I can't enjoy my cat, dog, chicken, and my fortune cookies without you interrupting me! Jeffy, let me see the picture. Let me see that. Now let's see what we have here. Oh, ha ha! Very funny, Jeffy. Jackie Poo, because my name's Jackie Chu, and you just replaced the Chu with Poo because I got poo on my hand. Oh, ha 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 ha! Anyway, Jeffy, because you decided to be a comedian today, you now have to write 10,000 sentences, okay? That is your homework.
What? Ha ha. Good luck writing all those sentences, loser. Look at him run away like a little baby.
Are those boxing gloves?
Night, night.
I'm so tired of creaming. Jeffy, go to the principal's office.
What's wrong, Mario?
I have this weird feeling that Jeffy did something bad.
In this corner, recently suspended from school, assault charges pending, weighing in at 120 pounds, Jeffy the Bully Slayer.
Woo! Ding, ding, ding.
We have a winner.
Great job, kid. You're an animal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my boy right there.
What's going on, officer?
Oh, well, your kid beat the crap out of another kid at school.
What, Jeffy? Why would you do that?
Because he made me mad.
Well, what's going to happen, officer?
Well, now he's getting suspended for 10 days.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, Daddy. Uh-huh, take that. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, or he could take anger management classes and still go to school.
Well, he definitely needs anger management classes because he's going to stay in school.
I don't need anger management classes. No! No! No!
Well, clearly you do.
Who's going to teach him anger management?
Well, that would be Dr. Me.
Who's that?
Really? It's me. I'm the doctor. You looking at him? You really dating somebody that's stupid?
Okay, look. He needs anger management, so do whatever you have to do.
All right, let me go change. Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Dr. Me, it's so good to finally meet you!
Okay, we're going to get you checked after this, because there's something wrong up there.
Yeah.
Jeffy, stop playing your cat piano. The doctor's here.
Yeah.
Hey there, Jeffy. It's nice to finally meet you.
Jeffy,
okay, Jeffy, we're going to try some anger management exercises, okay? Now, the first thing we're going to try is taking a deep breath when we're mad, like this. Ready? Can you do that for me? What?
Oh, Daddy!
Jeffy, stop it!
See, Poppy!
Okay, no, never mind. We're not going to do breathing exercises. Okay, try this. Okay, how about this? Now, whenever you get mad, try counting to 10 until you calm down. Let's try that. Now, I'm just going to make you mad. How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, this stupid thing. Give me this.
Yeah.
It's my cat piano.
Oh, it's a cat piano? Is that what it is? What's stupid? I mean, like, make up your mind. Are you a cat or are you piano? Like, what's this do?
Meow.
So predictable. It makes meow sounds. It's so dumb. People who like this are dumb. This is dumb. Okay, so count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4. What comes after 4?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what comes after 4. Like, what are you, stupid? You dumb like this piano? You're dumb. Okay, all right, never mind. That didn't work. Okay, I have another plan. Do you have any balloons?
Wait, what?
All right, Jeffy. This one's called the balloon exercise. Now, do you have that needle I gave you?
Yep, right here.
Okay, good. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to pretend this balloon is a person, and he's going to insult you. What I need you to do is hold back your anger and try not to pop the balloon. If you pop the balloon, you fail. Got it?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Jeffy, you're so stupid and ugly. I'm glad I don't look like you, which is stupid and ugly.
No, see, Jeffy, that's bad. You're not supposed to pop the balloon.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to pop the balloon.
All right.
Okay.
Let's try this one.
Jeffy, get out of my swamp. You're too stupid and ugly to be in my swamp, bleh.
No, see, you're not supposed to pop Shrek. That's bad.
But Jeffy, hold your anger back.
I'm trying.
Voink, Scoob. It's Jeffy. Don't give him any Scooby snacks. He's stupid and ugly.
No, it's bad, Jeffy. You're not supposed to pop these balloons. All right, let's try this one.
Nah, Jeffy, it's me, the Terminator. Nah, you're so stupid and ugly. Put the cookie down.
No, not quite, Jeffy.
Jeffy, you're failing.
All right, I got one more for you, Jeffy.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formuoli.
Well, I actually like plankton, Jeffy.
There you go. That's great. Okay, good. We're making progress.
But he popped 4 balloons.
Well, yeah, but he didn't pop this one, so he's doing good. Oh, okay, follow me, Jeffy.
All
right, Jeffy. This is called the sore loser exercise. So for this exercise, I'm going to beat the crap out of you in air hockey, and you have to try not to get mad like a little sissy, which, believe me, is going to be hard, because I'm going to own you in air hockey, because I'm the best at air hockey. You're going to be like, how is he so good at air hockey?
And I'm like, I don't know. It's just a natural gift I have. All right? So turn it on. All right, Jeffy. This puck is going in that hole. Ready? Okay, that's fine. Beginner's luck. I let you have that one. No problem. All right, prepare for a slaughtering. Here we go. All right. I like a good comeback story. You're not getting another point. All right. I know you think you're good, but you're not, okay? I let you do that so you'll be more mad when I win. Okay, now get ready. All right. You're kind of starting to piss me off a little bit, but that's fine. That's fine. All right, get ready. I'm going to wreck you. All right. I was playing around, but now I'm not playing anymore, okay? I let you get a 5-point lead because that's what you're going to need if you ever want to beat me, okay? But I'm not playing around anymore. This is for real. Ready? All right. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, you have a 6-point lead. Yeah, I know the first of 7 wins. Okay, I know, but don't worry. I'm going to make a comeback. It's fine. I can do it. I'm going to win. You watch. I can see you getting mad over there. I can see it in your eyes, but don't worry. I'm not mad. No, I'm cool. I'm cool as a cucumber, okay? So get ready to be mad, because I'm going to win. Come on. Oh, daddy! Oh, no. I'm going to strangle you. Oh, you come here. Come here.
Get out of him.
But he cheated.
How?
He put, like, butter on the puck or something. I don't know. He made it faster.
You need anger management.
No. Come on. Let's do another exercise. All right, Jeffy. Now we're going to try pet therapy.
You need to do that.
So whenever you get mad, you just pet a little kitty like this. You know? Like me. Whenever I lose in air hockey. You know how that makes me mad? Because I was all state, and I lose to some little chump who doesn't really know what he's doing, and he probably cheated, and that's probably why he won in the first place, which is ridiculous, because I'm a champion.
Well, you made the cat run off.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Okay, it's fine. Let's try something else.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy. Now we're going to try something I like to call money therapy, which is what I do when all the other things I try don't work, so I just try to bribe the person to stop being mad so I can go home.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to sit here and insult you, and every time I insult you and you don't get mad, I'll give you $1. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's get started. Jeffy, you are so ugly that when you were born, your mother asked the doctor if you were a boy or a girl, and the doctor just said ugly. All right, here you go. All right. Jeffy, you are so ugly, you look like your mom get pregnant from a dirty toilet seat. Okay, good.
Oh, it's working.
Jeffy, you are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Nope. Okay, that's good. Okay. All right. You are so dumb, you wouldn't remember to breathe if your brain didn't tell you to. Wow, okay, this is working.
It is working.
Okay, all right. You are so dumb that when you say your ABCs, you just stop there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, all right. This is good. Are you always this stupid, or is today a special occasion? All right, I think that worked.
It works. Okay, so if we pay him, he just doesn't get mad.
Yeah, I think this is pretty foolproof.
Now why did you call me all those days?
But I gave you the money, though.
No, you have to give me more money to not get mad. I'm never going to forget.
That's all the money I have. Do you have any money?
I don't have any money.
No! Why did you call me those days?
Do something. I don't know. Try something else.
All right, Doctor, what do we do?
I don't know. How about we just try asking Jeffy what calmed him down the most?
Okay.
Jeffy, out of everything we've done today, what calmed you down the most?
Well, I really like the money thing.
Well, we can't do that. We don't have all the money in the world.
Well, the breathing exercise helped. Aw, Daddy, see Poppy?
Okay, well, I don't want Jeffy doing that either.
Well, would you rather him go to jail for beating somebody up?
No.
Well, you're just going to have to live with it then.
Daddy, can I play video games all night?
No.
Aw, Daddy, please give it to me.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I guess whenever you get mad, you can just do that noise. And just don't beat people up.
Hey there. How's it going?
What's going on?
Oh, this is Dr. Me that I was telling you about? Yeah, with twins.
What? I knew there was two of them!
Jeffy, stop it. You're being annoying.
I'm bored, Danny, so I'm smacking my knocker.
Jeffy, how about you just blow a bubble?
No bubble?
Yeah, you blow a bubble with this.
Oh, no.
Look, you grab that stick and you put it in the liquid and then you blow it. No, you gotta blow it like... No, like... No, Jeffy, you gotta blow it like... He doesn't know how to do it.
Here, Jeffy, just do this.
Why does it do that?
Because she blew bubbles, so if you could just blow it like... It would work, so put more liquid on it.
Liquid.
Yeah, put more liquid.
Now blow it. Like, Jeffy, blow it. Normal. The right way. Jeffy, come on. Hurry up. Do it right. Do it right. Like this.
Ow! You got in my eye, you whore!
Guys, look, the news!
Breaking news, Mkay. I am retiring from being a news anchor. I've been doing it for over 15 years, and sadly, my time has come to an end. So this is Mr. Goodman signing off for the last time. Okay.
Aw, the news guy's retiring? That's so sad. He was so good at the news.
I know. Who are they going to get to replace him?
Look, they're about to tell us.
Hey there. Have you always wanted to be a news anchor? Well, now we have a position open. So come on down to the news station if you think you got what it takes.
Marvin, they're looking for a new news anchor? You should apply for that job.
I mean, I do have a shirt and tie and a mustache.
Yeah, Marvin, you look perfect.
You know what? I am going to apply for that job. Wait, Jeffy, stop it. Stop it.
Can I come?
Only if you don't put that thing in your nose. Come on.
Oh, wow. A real-life news studio.
Hey there. You hear about the news anchor position?
I sure am. I even brought my own tie.
Oh, yeah. We like ties around here. See, I even have one.
Well, why don't you be the news anchor?
Oh, no. No, I could never. I'm no good on camera. I get too nervous. I gotta do red leather, yellow leather just so I don't stumble over my words. And also, the camera adds 10 pounds. Like this one time, my ex-wife went on TV, and the camera added 200 pounds. God, that was a huge bitch.
Hey, when do I get my final paycheck?
Susan?
Yes, sir?
When does he get his final paycheck?
It will be mailed in 2 weeks.
Mailed? That's so slow!
Wait, Goodman, why do you want to stop being the news anchor? You're so good at it.
Marvin, I'm a trillionaire. I don't need this $50,000 a year anchor job. Oh, and by the way, you're still an intern, so be in my office at 8 a.m.
Oh, so you already have a job.
Well, no, I'm an intern. Well, a forced intern. I want a job that pays money.
Oh, well, if you think you got what it takes, let's see what you got, hot sauce.
Yeah, show us what you got.
Yeah, let's hear your best breaking news.
Well, what do I say?
Doesn't matter. Make up a news story.
Okay, I got one. Breaking news! On the way here, I lost my wallet and couldn't find it, but I turned around and kept looking.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, we did not like that at all.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, first of all, that story was so boring it made me want to kill myself. And also, you didn't start with breaking news, okay, which we're kind of used to around here.
Can I try?
No, you can't.
Yes, anything to get that taste out of my mouth.
Breaking news, okay? A CC's Pizza employee got caught shitting in the wings again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we like that story very much. Mm-hmm. We were very pleased with that story. Mm-hmm. You can tell by our big smiles.
Our big, goofy grins.
That story doesn't make any sense. CC's Pizza doesn't even have wings.
Well, they should, but look, it doesn't matter. I like his energy, and the story was entertaining, and it raises so many questions, like, why didn't they fire him after the first time he shat in the wings?
Well, the story's made up!
Well, Jeffy, you've got the job.
Wait, he doesn't even have a shirt and tie.
Oh, we'll get him a shirt and tie. Susan, get this man a shirt and tie. We go live in 5.
But, sir, that's not enough time!
I said suit and tie!
Okay!
She'll be back with a suit and tie.
Almost done. Almost done!
Get the way! Get the way!
Just let it do it, Jeffy.
Get the way! The hospital!
He doesn't want it, Susan. Just go. Okay, can somebody get him a comb or a brush or something for that shit he calls hair?
I got it.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Okay, Jeffy, we're gonna go live soon. All you gotta do is just read what's on the teleprompter, okay?
Got it.
Okay, we're going live in 3, 2, 1. We're live.
Commercial!
Jeffy, what the fuck was that?
I got scared!
Well, you can't do this job if you're gonna get scared.
I don't like the camera looking at me. It looks like a giant eyeball.
Well, it has to look at you. That's part of the job.
Well, I don't like it. Turn it off and I can do the news.
No, you have to be on the camera. Marvin, what are we gonna do?
How about you hire me to be the news anchor?
No, I don't want the whole nation to kill themselves out of boredom.
We could try distracting him with this giraffe stuffed animal.
That's not gonna work.
Oh, giraffe! Give me the helmet! Right here! Oh,
yeah, give him the giraffe.
Here.
Hey, I got me a Mr. Giraffe going. Here, everybody, whoa, dude. I got me a giraffe.
Jeffy, can you do the news now?
Yeah, I can do the news, but my giraffe has to be on camera with me.
Okay, you know what? Screw it. Yeah, okay, we go live in 3, 2, 1, we're live.
Hey, everybody. Look, I got a Mr. Giraffe going. What sound does a giraffe make?
Jeffy, read the prompter. Read the teleprompter.
Giraffe!
You know what? Take away the giraffe.
Okay, give me the giraffe.
No!
Give me
no!
The giraffe!
It's give
me the giraffe! Go to commercial! Okay, Jeffy, the giraffe is going to stay right here. You can look at him, but just don't touch him and read the teleprompter, okay?
Okay, I think I can do it now.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, we're live in 3, 2, 1. We're live. At least read the prompter if you're going to do that. Breaking news, okay?
Jeffy, speak louder. We can't hear you.
Breaking louder.
Breaking news.
Jeffy, louder.
Breaking news. Breaking news, UK. A CC's pizza employee.
That's not the story. Jeffy, that's not the story. Cut. Go to commercial.
Jeffy, we can't keep doing this shit. We don't have enough commercials to cut away to. If you don't get it right on the next try, you're fired.
How about you let me try?
Because you suck, okay? And you two are the only ones who showed up for the job, so it has to be him. So, Jeffy, look, if you can do it right on the next try, you can keep the giraffe.
Really?
Yes, but you have to read the teleprompter.
Okay, I can do it this time. I got some breaking news for you.
Okay, we go live in 3, 2, 1, go.
Breaking news, UK. A second plane has hit the South Tower.
Cut it, that's it, cut it. Jeffy, you're fired. Marvin, go ahead.
Yes, I finally got a shot.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Okay, Marvin, I'll count you in. We're live in 3, 2, 1, go.
Breaking news, UK. So, like, at Walmart, they have a sale on toilet paper. If you buy 12 super mega rolls of toilet paper, it's as if you bought 72 mega rolls, because that's a lot of toilet paper, so you could get that. And don't get me started on the paper towels. They have a lot of those, too. If you want to sell on those, I think the rolls are bigger. They count more.
Marvin, get the fuck out of my newsroom.
I'm still live.
I know. I don't care. I want them to know how boring you are. Mm-hmm. You're fired, both mm-hmm. of you.
Sorry, America.
I would ask how your day was, Marvin, but I saw it on the news.
Was I really that bad?
You were a lot bad, Marvin.
How did I do, Mommy?
You were a lot good, Jeffy.
Guys, I made a huge mistake.
You want to hire me back?
You? God, no. Hell no. But Jeffy, I need him back.
What are you talking about?
I got the TV ratings back, Marvin. Look at this. See, Goodman, our original anchor, he was just okay. A lot okay. And you, Marvin, you were bad. A lot bad. You see how a lot bad you are down there? But Jeffy, he was a lot good. At a certain point, he became more good than he was a lot. He just kept getting better and better while staying just as a lot.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that Jeffy's a huge hit and we need him back. Jeffy, are you going to come back on the news?
Only if Mr. Giraffe can do the news with me.
Well, of course he can. People loved it a lot.
Well, no. You kept cutting the commercial. He was a disaster.
Marvin, the TV ratings have spoken. Come on, Jeffy.
What? It's not even real ratings. You just drew that with a Sharpie.
Oh, we are back, baby.
I hope we get more a lot good ratings.
Oh, we're going to get the best a lot ratings now that Jeffy's back. Okay, Jeffy, forget the teleprompter this time. I want you to just make shit up. Whatever pops into your head, go nuts, okay? All right, we go live in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, hi, everyone. This is the news. My name's Jeffy, okay? And my giraffe has a stinky pooper. Speaking of stinky, trash trucks are loud, and they wake me up in the morning. So if they could come in the afternoon, that would be great. And in other news, hello!
What the hell is this? This can't be better than me.
Marvin, it's way better than you. Jeffy's doing a great job.
What? He's not even saying news.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. He's an artist with the news. Mm-hmm. We're going to win a Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, hell no. I'm not going to watch this every day. I'm going to call Goodman and tell him what's going on.
All right, Jeffy, cut. That was the best news day we've ever had. I mean, we didn't actually talk about anything happening in the world today, but that was so very a lot good.
What the hell's going on here?
Mr. Goodman.
I turn on the news and I see shit.
But sir, our TV ratings are very, very a lot good.
I own the news, and I don't care about the ratings being very a lot good. The news is about delivering high-quality information to our viewers. So I'm back at anchor. Jeffy, you get the hell out of here. No buts! We're going live in 5, and someone get this goddamn giraffe out of my face! Breaking news, UK! I'm back, bitches! Sorry for whatever you had to watch for the last hour.
Hey, Mommy and Daddy. I lost my job.
Marvin, how could you do that to him?
But I got to keep my giraffe alive.
The news was bad, and I wanted the news to be right.
But it was entertaining, Marvin!
It was not entertaining. Jeffy, blow it right, correctly, the right way. Jeffy, stop it.
Maybe Mr. the Rock can do it.
No, Jeffy, it's a stuffed animal. It can't blow bubbles.
All right, class. Did you know that anteaters eat 35,000 ants a day? Make sure you write that down, class. Take notes.
35,000 ants a day? Hey, Cody, doesn't your mom have to eat like 35,000 pounds of fat every day?
Junior, these insults are just getting lazy now.
Can I borrow a pencil?
Junior, you just insulted my mom. Why would I give you a pencil?
Because I have to take notes.
I don't have another pencil. I had two and one of them's missing.
Hey, Joseph, can I borrow a pencil?
Dude, I just stole this one from Cody.
What, Joseph?
Well, you aren't using it.
Hey, Pencelope, can I borrow a pencil?
No, Junior, get your own.
I'm going to have to borrow a pencil from Roy.
Roy? Junior, Roy's too cool to give you one of his pencils.
Yeah, dude, if he actually gives you a pencil, that means you're cool.
Well, I'm going to ask him.
Oh, Roy, you're so cool.
I know.
Ay, Roy, muy caliente.
Yeah, I don't know what you said, but I like Taco Bell, too.
Excuse me, Roy, your coolness?
Oh, what are you doing here, loser?
Ew, Roy, why is he talking to you?
I don't know, babe. What do you want, dweeb?
I was just wondering, could I borrow one of your pencils?
Oh, no, these girls bought me these pencils. Why would I give one to you?
Roy, get him to go away.
Yeah, can you go away, loser?
Well, I just need to borrow a pencil. Can I just borrow one?
Absolutely not. Go away.
What'd he say, Junior?
He said no.
See, I told you you weren't cool enough to get one of his pencils.
Yeah, Junior, Roy's just too cool.
Hey, is this Jackie Chu's class?
Dude, it's PJ Crenshaw!
Jimmy James Crenshaw?
Pair Jimmy's Crenshaw?
No way!
PJ Crenshaw? What are you doing here? I thought you were homeschooled by your mom!
Yeah, but I got kicked out of homeschool for sleeping with the teacher.
He's so cool, dude!
I want my mom to be his teacher.
I want him to be my dad.
I want him to be my husband!
Well, PJ, sit anywhere you like.
Cool.
PJ Crenshaw?
Hey, get out of my seat.
But this is my seat!
Not anymore. It's PJ's seat now. Ladies, you can stay.
But ladies, I'm cool!
You're not cool anymore!
You ladies want a sip of my Capri Sun roaring waters?
Dude! PJ just made Roy uncool!
There's always a bigger fish.
Wait, so Roy's not cool anymore?
No, Junior, look, it's basic math. PJ is so cool that anyone he says isn't cool anymore. And so he said Roy's not cool, that means that Roy is no longer cool.
Well, what if I asked PJ for a pencil?
Oh, Junior, if Roy wouldn't give you a pencil, I doubt you could even get PJ to look at you.
Yeah, you're pushing it, dude.
Well, I'm gonna shoot my shot and ask.
Oh, ask for his number for me!
No!
PJ? I like your PJs.
Yeah, me too. That's why I wear them.
Yo quiero, PJ.
Excuse me, PJ Crenshaw, pair of Jamie's Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw.
Ew, PJ, why is this loser talking to you?
Ladies, that's harsh. Let's hear what the little man has to say.
I was wondering, your coolness, if I could borrow one of your pencils?
Yeah, like PJ would let you have one of his pencils.
Hey, PJ makes his own decisions. Yeah, sure, you can borrow one.
Really?
Yeah, but I want it back later.
Okay, which one can I borrow?
Not that one. Or that one. Or that one. Or that one. Yeah, you can have that one.
Oh, okay, thank you so much, PJ. I'll take good care of it.
So, Junior, what'd he say?
I bet he said no.
Guys, he let me borrow one of his pencils!
What? PJ Crenshaw's pencil?
Oh, my God!
Let me taste it.
I want to taste it! Guys, PJ Crenshaw!
Oh, I feel like PJ Crenshaw. Oh,
I am a Crenshaw.
Well, guys, I have to take care of this pencil. You know, PJ's so cool, and he let me borrow it, so I can't let anything happen to it.
I got these pajamas like Crenshaw. I used to be that cool.
Crass, settle down. I know PJ Crenshaw's cool, but we gotta focus, because I want his autograph first!
Sign my butt!
Yes. Remember that time where I got to go to the Super Bowl and I didn't have to pay for anything? I'm cool, right?
PJ, come on! I got Caprice!
Is he asleep?
Of course he is! He's PJ Crenshaw!
Yeah, he can sleep anywhere in his PJs.
Yeah!
Guys, leave him alone, let him sleep.
Aww.
Ooh, I think PJ drooled on me.
Really?
Lucky?
Oh, where?
Right on my face. Yeah, right there next to my mouth.
Well, guys! Have you guys seen PJ's pencil they let me borrow?
No.
Dude, you lost PJ Crenshaw's pencil?
Well, it was right here, and now I can't find it.
Junior, you're going to be so uncool.
Well, guys, did one of you guys take it?
No.
Well, guys, it was right here, and now I can't find it. Is it on the ground? Oh, where is it?
Junior, you better find that pencil before tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to be so uncool, dude.
Okay, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it.
All right, Crass, that's the end of the lesson for today. Crass dismissed. You can go home.
Where is it? Where's that pencil?
Junior, just look for it tomorrow before school.
Junior, stop drawing desks! Leave the classroom now!
But I gotta look for my pencil!
Come on, Junior.
Oh, guys, I'm so screwed. I don't know where that pencil is.
Yeah, Junior, if you don't find that pencil, PJ Crenshaw's gonna say you're uncool.
Yeah, and if PJ Crenshaw says you're uncool, we can't hang out with you anymore, dude.
Yeah, we'd be uncool by association.
Well, guys, what if I just go to the store and buy a new pencil and say that's the pencil he let me borrow?
Dude, PJ would know.
Yeah, you can't pull a fast one on PJ Crenshaw.
I just don't know where that pencil could have went. Who's that? Oh, maybe it's PJ. Hello?
Hey.
Wait, Roy, what are you doing here? Don't you have, like, a bunch of girls to hang out with?
Yeah, I got plenty of girls to hang out with. They're just busy.
Are they with PJ Crenshaw?
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't care if they hang out with him.
Okay, well, what are you doing here?
Well, I just want to come by and hang out with the boys.
But we're not your friends.
Sure we are. Remember all the good times we had?
No.
Anyway, can I come in and talk to you guys for a minute?
Make it quick, Roy, but then you gotta get out of my house.
Sweet.
Who was at the door, Junior?
It was Roy.
Roy? Roy. Who's Roy? Oh, Roy.
Wait, that loser?
What'd he want?
What's up, guys?
Ugh, what's Roy doing here?
Oh, you're so uncool, Roy.
Well, you guys used to think I was cool. Remember when I went to the Super Bowl and I didn't have to pay for anything?
Yeah, we heard it before, dude.
Yeah, you can't keep milking that forever, Roy.
Well, what about the time I got 3 girls pregnant?
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, not impressive.
All right, Roy, you might as well just get out of here.
All right, well, if I get out of here, how will you find this?
PJ's pencil?
You criminal, you!
You scoundrel!
Well, why would you steal that pencil from me?
Well, because if I can't be cool, then you can't be cool.
Well, but you can't do that. PJ needs that pencil back. Look, I'll do anything to get that pencil back.
All right, well then teach me how to be cooler than PJ Crenshaw.
Okay, first of all, you will never be cooler than PJ Crenshaw. And also, we're not cool. How are we going to make you cool?
I don't know. Just, like, think of something. I don't know. I just want to be cool again.
Wait, I got it, guys. What if Roy challenges PJ Crenshaw to a cool-off? Like a cool battle, and they see who's the coolest.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is a good idea.
Oh, who's that? Oh, let me answer the door. Hello?
Hey.
Well, PJ Crenshaw, what are you doing here?
I'm here for my pencil.
I don't really have your pencil.
You don't have my pencil?
Oh, no, I lost it.
You better give me that pencil.
Okay, look, I know where it's at.
Really? Why didn't you just say so?
Well, because Roy took it.
That loser.
Yeah, he's upstairs.
Who was at the door, Junior?
It was PJ Crenshaw.
Hey, Jimmy Crenshaw?
Jimmy James Crenshaw?
Yeah.
Hey, PJ.
Mr. PJ, I just wanted to say that I like your PJs.
Can I get in your PJs?
I love my fans.
Oh, Mr. PJ, Roy stole your pencil. He stole it.
Hey, it's not cool to snitch. And it's also not cool to steal things. I hereby decree that Junior and Roy are very uncool.
What?
Sorry, Junior, I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, I can't be seeing what you do.
Oh, no, Mr. PJ, please don't make me uncool.
Did you hear something? No.
Ooh, that boy is savage! Woo-hoo!
Oh, Roy, do the cool-off and say that if you win, we're both cool.
All right. Hey, PJ, I challenge you to a cool-off, and the winner gets to be the coolest.
Did you hear something again? It sounded really uncool.
Woo-hoo-hoo, that boy don't mean it!
Well, Cody, tell PJ that Roy wants a cool-off.
I'm not supposed to be talking to you, but okay. Mr. PJ, Roy wants to have a cool-off to see who's the coolest.
Okay, if he wants to be embarrassed.
I'm not going to be embarrassed. You're going to be the one that's embarrassed when I prove that I'm the coolest.
All right, well, how about this? Whoever loses the cool-off has to leave town and never show their face again.
All right, deal.
Hello and welcome to the first annual Cool Olympics. Now let's meet our contestants. Our first contestant is Roy Gethard.
Oh, stop booing. It's me, Roy. You know, my parents own a poodle grooming business.
And our other contestant is PJ Crenshaw, Para Jimmy Crenshaw, Jimmy James Crenshaw.
All right, settle down.
Damn, he's cool. Our first event is to see who can drink the most Kool-Aid Jammers in 30 seconds.
Kool-Aid Jammers? I only ever drink Capri Sun.
You're going down, PJ.
On your mark, get set, go!
Oh, I can't drink anymore.
I did it!
The winner is PJ Crenshaw, Barra Denny Crenshaw, Danny Dan Crenshaw!
Too cool for you.
I'll beat you in the next game.
Our next event is to see who can get to the center of a Tootsie Pop faster.
You're going down, PJ. Check out my tongue.
How am I supposed to compete with that giant tongue? Look at my tongue.
Tiny tongue. How are the girls going to stick around with you with that tiny tongue?
Ready, set, go!
All right, I'm done.
How?
Because of this big tongue.
And the winner is Roy Gethard.
Looks like we're tied, PJ. And in this final round, you're going down.
We'll see about that.
Well, we're tied going into the final round. For the final game, there will be a girl in the middle of the room. Both guys have to show off how cool they are to get the girl to make out with them. Whoever gets the girl wins!
Oh, this is easy. You're going down, PJ. Girls love me.
Yeah, right. You saw me steal your girls at school. It'll be that easy.
Oh, yeah? Well, this one time, this girl took me to the Super Bowl and I didn't have to pay for anything.
Yeah, I've heard your little story. It's really cute. But a real man pays for his own Super Bowl ticket.
Hey, you take that back!
Ready, set, go!
Hey, babe, I got three girls pregnant, and I left them, and I don't take care of the kids.
Ooh!
Hey, I have three iPhones. You can play on one of them if you want.
Ooh!
Hey, babe, one time, I went to a Super Bowl, and I didn't have to pay for anything. The girl literally flew me first class all the way to Miami.
Ooh!
Yeah, well, I got AirPods and a PS5.
Ooh!
My parents own a poodle shop, so if you ever want to pet a poodle, then you can come do that.
I got some green Play-Doh. You can eat it with me if you want.
Oh, but babe, the Super Bowl, see? Here's the ticket right here. I win.
You can't keep milking that for the rest of your life, Roy.
No!
We have a winner! The coolest kid in the world is PJ Crenshaw, Farrell, Jenny, Crenshaw, Jenny, Jam, Crenshaw.
Hey.
Yeah?
Time to get stepping.
Do I really have to go?
Yeah, this town ain't big enough for two cool kids.
But where am I supposed to go?
Wherever a girl will pay for you.
But what if no girl will pay for me?
Don't worry, man. They'll pay for you.
Alright.
Hey.
Yeah?
Keep your head up, champ.
I'll try.
That's the end of Roy.
He used to be so cool.
He'll be cool again in another town. Bye, Roy.
Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Welcome back to PB News. I'm here with the world's baldest man, so tell me, sir.
How do you do it?
I'm not bald, Jeffy. I have hair on the sides of my head.
False.
Where'd you get a microphone from?
Alrighty then, and now to the interview with my diaper. So tell me, diaper, how does it feel to be smacked all the time?
Oh, yeah, it feels good.
Jeffy, knock it off. Stop it, Jeffy. Shut up. I'm going to ask you a question. So, Jeffy, how's it feel to be born missing a chromosome?
Pretty good.
Martin!
He's asking me mean questions. I can ask him mean questions.
It's actually really hard sometimes, because not every time I take a shit, I piss, but every time I piss, I shit.
And the worst part is, I don't even pull my pants down.
Jeffy!
Can I say hi to my mom? Hi, Mom, look, I'm on the news!
There's no camera and that's not even plugged in. Jeffy, go to your room. Go to your room. Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, Goodman, I don't have my house payment this month.
It's not about the house payment. I have a big business meeting today, and you're coming with.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me inside so I can explain.
What's going on, Goodman?
All right, Marvin, check this out. I am the owner of Kraft and Velveeta Cheese, and I have a big business meeting today with McDonald's. I can't say much because you never know who's recording. But let's just say, if this deal goes through, there's going to be a lot of cheddar.
Okay.
Hey, what the hell are you doing with my news microphone? Don't you ever steal from me again!
Ow, wait, why me? I didn't take it.
Come on, Marvin. Let's go bankrupt the burger industry.
What? What?
All right, Marvin. Ronald McDonald is on his way down here right now. So when the moment's right, I need you to hit the button on the remote and turn on the light bulb.
How will I know when?
Oh, you'll know. Ooh, here he is.
All right, boys, this better be good because Ronald's a very busy man with a lot of stuff to do and a lot of women to stuff.
I understand, Mr. McDonald. I have the same exact problem, so I'll try to make this quick. If you turn your attention to this chart right here, this is the last week of April's Kraft and Velveeta sales. So right here on Sunday morning, we were at 30 millions in cheese. Then Monday morning, we were at 40 millions in cheese, back down to 30, and by Wednesday, we were at 50 million in cheese.
Can you go ahead and get to the point, because I'm getting bored!
I apologize, Mr. McDonald, but I have a question for you. Do you use your own cheese on your hamburgers?
Yeah.
All right. So imagine this. Kraft and Velveeta cheese on your hamburgers. I can see it now. A quarter pounder with Kraft and Velveeta cheese. Or a Big Mac with Kraft and Velveeta cheese. Now that sounds yummy to me.
Now why would I do that? My shit is already yummy. Why fix what ain't broken?
Well, because Kraft and Velveeta is a household name. And everyone loves Kraft and Velveeta cheese. So I think using Kraft and Velveeta cheese on your hamburgers would benefit us and boost your profit.
My shit already tastes good.
I know, but I have an offer for you. $100 million in cash. Now, this isn't all of it, but this is a show of good faith for you to use our cheese on your hamburgers. Now, that sounds like a good idea to me. Marvin, light bulb! Uh-oh!
Now, how'd you do that?
Because we're the Thomas Edison of cheese.
Now, Thomas, I'm going to be honest with you. Ronald doesn't get out of bed for anything less than half a $1 billion.
Half a $1 billion? You don't make half a $1 billion in a week. You don't even make half a $1 billion in 3 weeks.
I don't care. I know what I'm worth.
You're operating on a 31% margin. You need our cheese.
Yeah. I don't need jack shit, buddy. I'm out of here.
Marvin, help!
I guess we're going to do the deal with Wendy's.
What? Yeah, Marvin, what?
Wendy said that they'll do the deal for $50 million.
They did?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah, Wendy's. Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that Wendy's wants this?
Yes, Wendy's, they tried the cheese on their burgers, and they said it tasted really yummy. And we did a crowdsource of people, and they all said it was really yummy. They said it was better than McDonald's.
Okay. I think I'm having a change of heart, boys. How about you give me a day to think it over?
No, you don't have a day because Wendy's is calling right now. My phone's vibrating. I feel it on my leg.
No, hold on. Give me 10 minutes. I gotta go make a call.
You better make it quick because we might accept the deal with Wendy's while you're gone.
Marvin, you're a genius. I should start paying you.
But I'm lying.
Hey, Wendy. It's me, Ronald. I was wondering if maybe you wanted to come over to my place for dinner. Like a date. Yeah, why do I want to take you on a date? Because I likes you and shit. I don't know. Where? I don't know. I was thinking maybe my place. Right now. Yeah, like, I'll see you in 5 minutes. Yeah, right, yeah. Stupid slut. Try making a $50 million deal with your dad.
Oh, Ronald, I'm just so surprised you invited me out on this here day.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, well, what are we having for dinner?
Big Macs. And I made this one specially for you.
Oh.
What? You don't like Big Macs? Ah, do you want to die?
What?
I'm sorry. I'm working on myself. Childhood trauma. That's why we made the Happy Meal. So, let's eat our burgers. Look, yummy. Yeah. Shit! Damn it!
What's wrong?
Nothing. Oh, will you pick up my Big Mac for me?
Why'd you throw it on the ground?
It slipped!
Okay.
Damn, you act like no one's ever had slippery fingers before.
Well, this is just a mess. I can't reach all of this. Ugh.
You know what? I don't even want it anymore. I'll just share yours. But before we do that, let's make a toast.
Okay.
To us. It would really suck if one of us just, you know, wasn't alive. Like, if you died, that would really suck. Yeah. Especially if you died after drinking this.
Yeah, that would not be good.
To us!
Oh, my God! I'm so sorry!
You would have to be shitting me!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to!
You know what?
It's okay!
Let me go get some napkins!
Okay, thank you.
Before I do that, let me get you Playboy.
Oh, thanks, Rockle. That's just so sweet of you.
Yeah. Alright, I'm back, boys. I just talked to my manager, and he wants me to ask, what did Wendy say she was willing to accept again?
$50 million.
And when's the last time you talked to her?
Right before you got back. I just got off the phone with her, and she's ready to accept.
You might want to call her again and double-check on that.
Oh, no, I don't want to call her again, because I told her the next time I'd call her, it would be to tell her that we were going to take the deal, but we wanted to give you one more chance.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay. Even if you tried to call her, she wouldn't be able to answer anyway, because she's dead.
What? She's dead?
Yeah.
Wait.
I killed her, Rex!
What? You killed her?
Yeah! She's dead! Snapped her little twig neck! Shit's hilarious! So, boys, I was thinking we start the bidding at $500 million!
Any other good ideas, fuckhead?
Yeah, shithead! Any other good ideas? Look at me! I'm a shithead! Good idea, bad idea! Good idea, bad idea! Asshole!
Well, if you don't accept our deal, then we'll tell the cops that you killed Wendy.
Yeah, and who's gonna believe you, huh?
Well, we were thinking that, we have a secret recording of you admitting it.
What? Okay. It looks like you guys got a deal. How about we celebrate over dinner?
We're not hungry because we sell cheese. We're constipated shit.
Yeah, and we think since you took too long and now that we have blackmail on you, you should accept $50 million instead of $100 million.
Marvin, where'd you grow balls like that?
Okay. How about this? Make the contract and I'll come over later to sign it.
Alright, come to Marvin's house.
Okay. You got it, big boy.
I just got us a deal for $50 million.
All right, Marvin. We got to write up that contract.
Marvin, how did your business meeting go?
It went great. I saved Goodman $50 million on a deal.
Good for you, Marvin.
And if this deal goes through, Marvin will get $5 million.
Only $5 million? I saved you $50.
You be happy.
Marvin, $5 million is a lot of money.
I mean, yeah, we're still going to be rich.
Well, I wouldn't be celebrating yet, because I still need Ronald McFuckhead's signature down here. The deal's not done until I get him to sign it.
Marvin, did you see on the news that Wendy from Wendy's died?
Yeah, Marvin got her killed.
What? Marvin, how could you?
I didn't get her killed. I just said a lie that maybe got her killed.
Marvin, you lied?
Okay, I had to lie to get his deal done.
Everybody hush! It's quiet time.
Quiet time? Why?
I always have quiet time before a deal. It brings good luck, so hush.
How long does he...
Marvin, hush! If the deal doesn't go through, it's because you talked.
But how long?
Time to sign that contract.
He's here. Quiet time over.
All right, boys, where's the contract?
Right here. All you gotta do is sign on that line and the deal will be done.
Oh, yeah? Where? Oh, right here?
Yep.
Oh, look, you already signed. You asshole.
For your convenience.
So, which one of you wants to die first?
Well, you can go ahead and shoot Marvin, but you can't kill me yet until the deal's been done.
I don't think he wants to make a deal.
Bingo! Looks like someone's finally starting to catch on!
Wait, you don't want the deal anymore?
No! You're trying to blackmail me over $50 million!
Well, okay, how much do you want? You don't have to kill anyone.
I want $500 million or else I shoot!
All right, do it!
Okay, any last words?
Fuck her!
I'm vaccinator.
Gay.
What? I thought Ronald McDonald snapped your neck.
Oh, my neck ain't strong.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Wendy, do you want a Kraft and Velveeta deal worth $50 million where we put cheese on your hamburgers?
That sounds great to me.
Wonderful. Let's go out to my car and make some whiteout for this contract. And then we'll talk about the contract. Actually, I'll be doing the talking. You'll be going...
All right.
Wait. So I don't get any money?
Marvin. Look at me. I'm sitting crisscross applesauce in my tuxedo. You're not getting fucked.
Officer Simmons! Officer Gar, get in here!
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Okay, we'll ask the chief. Chief, when you're pulling somebody over for a DUI, is it okay to let them go if they're almost home?
Because they've won. They're already almost there.
No, you're supposed to arrest them!
See, Simmons, I told you.
Don, I guess I made a mistake.
Well, I need you two to focus because I have a very important mission for you. Now, this is one of the FBI's most wanted criminals and he's on the loose. But we got an anonymous tip that says he's gonna be at a house later tonight. So I need you two to stake out the house and if he shows up, arrest him. But make sure he doesn't see you, because this is our last chance to arrest him before he gets on a plane to Cuba.
But sir, if we know he's going to Cuba, why don't we just arrest him at the airport?
Because it's Charlotte Airport.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. No, I fucking hate Charlotte Airport. You're right. This is our last chance. Come on, Simmons.
Ooh, can we stop at Dairy Queen on the way there?
Dairy Queen? Why?
Because they got the ice cream you can flip upside down and it won't spill out.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
All right, Simmons, that's the house.
Look, mate, it's not spilling.
I swear to God, Simmons, if you spill that ice cream in my Hyundai Sonata, the next crime we investigate is going to be your murder.
It's not going to spill, mate. It's a blizzard.
Well, look, let's just focus. Hold on, let me see if I can see anything through my binoculars. Okay, Simmons, I don't see anything.
Mate, I don't think this is the address we're supposed to be at.
I know. This is my ex-girlfriend's house. I just want to see if she's moved on.
Well, aren't you married?
Yes, but she's the one that got away. She was so hot, and she broke my heart. Let's see. Oh, there's two cars in the driveway, and one of them's a pickup truck. That has to be a guy. Oh, God, I bet he's bigger than me, and I bet he's uncircumcised. Oh, look at that license plate. It says uncut. He's definitely uncircumcised, and he has those big aluminum testicles hanging off the back. She just opened the blinds. Oh, God, I think she sees me. Wait, she's pointing at me. Oh, God, he just walked up, and he's naked, and he is uncircumcised. Wait, now she's pointing at it? Oh my God, that is the most uncircumcised penis I've ever seen! Now she's holding up a sign that says, I bet you wish you were this uncircumcised! I do, I'm sorry, it's not my fault, it's my parents' fault! Oh God, that is so uncircumcised, it looks like an umbilical cord! Simmons, we gotta go to the house we're supposed to be at, I can't look at this anymore! Okay, Simmons, now we're at the correct house.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, now we just sit here and wait for that criminal to show up. Wait, somebody's walking up to the house right now.
Oh, hi there.
I'm here to get down to business.
All right, come on in.
Look, Simmons, that dark-complected man just went into the house.
Is that the criminal?
Not this time.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, now we just wait for the real criminal. Let me have some of that ice cream.
Well, it's probably melted by now.
What the fuck? There's a guy behind us. God damn it, he's gonna blow our cover. Go around, I'm parked! What? Go around! Jesus, this guy's gonna... Are you shitting me?
Hey, move out of the road, dumbass!
Hey, fucktard, I'm parked on the curb!
Yeah, I know, I almost hit your ass, now move!
Well, maybe you need to learn how to fucking drive, idiot!
Well, maybe you need to stop being such a pussy!
Oh yeah, well guess what, I'm a cop, and if I wasn't on a stakeout right now, I'd cream your ass!
Oh yeah, do it, pussy!
Yeah, I would, but your mother, how about that?
Hey, what you say about my mother? I ought to come over there and beat your ass!
Yeah, she's ugly!
Oh yeah, well at least my mother loves me, I bet yours hates your guts!
She does, and that was very hurtful!
Yeah, now get out of here, ugly! My next stop's gonna be your wife's house, that way I can bang her!
Oh, how about you just go where you're going and you stop yelling at me?
I don't think I want to, I think I like it here!
Look, I'm doing very important work right now, just go away!
I don't give a shit!
You're trying to be inconspicuous and you're fucking it up!
I don't give a shit! Up your ass!
How much do I have to pay you to leave?
$10!
Well, all I got is a $5.
Well, blow it up your ass, then!
What? No, hey, how about you just take the $5, come on!
Okay, fine, give it here.
Okay, fine, just take the goddamn money.
All right, thank you, sir.
This fucking guy.
Hi, mate, what was all that yelling about?
That asshole behind us, he just kept coming with the comebacks. He was very witty. I had to pay him $5 to go away because he was blowing our cover. But I promise you, if this wasn't a stakeout, I would have shot his ass.
Yeah, mate, just remember to turn off your body cam.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time, right? Wait, what the hell is he doing? Oh, no, come on, I gave you $5, go away! Okay, Simmons, get your gun. This could get ugly.
All right.
Wait. You don't think he's going in the house, do you? Hold on. Let me grab my binoculars. All right. Let's see what's going on.
Hey, you made it.
Hey, you started without me?
Yeah, I had to test it out. It was warm.
Okay, let's get it.
Simmons, that was weird.
What happened, Mutt?
Well, the dark complexion man answered the door naked, and then the mean guy went inside.
Well, maybe that guy was in the shower.
Yeah, maybe. Damn it, I'm getting a phone call. Ugh, it's my daughter. Hello?
Dad, are you gonna make it to my piano recital?
Sure, honey, when is it?
Right now?
Right now? Oh, no, that is not happening.
Dad, you always miss them. You said you'd be here for this one.
Yeah, but Daddy's on a really important stakeout right now. You know Daddy catches bad guys.
I can't believe you're missing my piano recital again. You're the worst dad ever.
No, I'm not. Come on, just FaceTime me. I can watch it through the phone.
It's not the same.
Yes, it is. Come on, just FaceTime me.
Okay,
she's FaceTiming.
Hi, Dad. Can you see me?
I sure can, Princess. Now you rock the fuck out of that piano.
Okay.
Oh, great. That's great, honey. Yeah, that's definitely what I paid for those piano lessons for. All that noise. Jesus, Simmons, this is terrible. I'm just going to hang up and pretend the call dropped. Ugh.
Oh, look, mate. Someone else is going up to the door.
Where?
Hey, my brother.
All right, let's do this. I got a balloon full of coke in my ass.
Hey, stop clowning around and get in.
Well, Simmons, it just got weirder. A clown just showed up.
Maybe it's a birthday party.
Oh, you're right. Maybe that's why the criminal's coming. It's a surprise party for him.
Yeah, we can't ruin it.
Well, yes, we can, Simmons. Just like you can arrest somebody for a DUI, even if they're close to their house. Wait, somebody's walking up to the car.
Hey, man.
I don't have any money. Go away.
Is this an electric vehicle?
What? No, this is a Hyundai Sonata.
You know that's bad for the environment, man.
Okay, this car gets 38 miles per gallon on the highway. I think the environment is going to be just fine.
But the ozone layer is melting and the baby polar bears are dying, man, because it's hot. It's hot as fuck, man.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the baby polar bears. I'm on a stakeout right now.
And you shouldn't eat steak, man. That's a red meat and they have to kill the happy cows.
Yeah, well, the happy cows are delicious, so get out of my face, you hippie freak. You're gonna get me caught.
Oh, by that house over there?
Yes.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Wait, no, come back! Oh, shit, Simmons, we're in trouble.
Hey, Billy, who invited you?
I just wanted to see what's going on, man.
Hey, we got room for one more? Yeah, you can come on. Come on in, man.
Right on, man.
Whoa, Simmons, they just let that guy inside.
They let that guy inside?
Yeah, there can't be any illegal activity going on in there if they're just letting random people in. You know what, Simmons? You go in there.
I can't go in there. I'm dressed like a cop.
Well, take your uniform off.
I don't have any other clothes underneath my uniform.
Well, you can go in there naked. The black guy's already naked.
But then they'll see my shrimp, and I don't have an Outback Colossal shrimp. I have one of the little popcorn shrimps.
Simmons, nobody's going to judge your shrimp. And besides, the criminal might already be in there, so just get in there.
All right, mate. I'll do it.
Don't look at my shrimp.
Wait, what are you doing here? We don't got room for no more.
Oh, come on. I just want to come inside and check it out.
I mean, you are in your birthday suit already, so come on in, man.
Huh, they let Simmons inside. Well, I guess I'm just going to sit here and wait and see if he calls for backup.
Marvin, there's a strange car parked outside the Huckerdoo house. I haven't seen it before, and a bunch of people are going inside the house, too.
Let me call Hank and make sure everything's fine. It's ringing.
Howdy, Marvin.
Hey, Hank. Are you at home?
No, I'm out on a business trip, and the kids are at their grandparents' house, and my wife's home alone.
Oh, well, there's a weird car parked outside your house, and my wife said she saw a bunch of people going inside your house.
She probably ordered Uber Eats or some DoorDash or some Grubhub.
Okay, just making sure everything's fine.
Yeah, just call me if there's an emergency, Marvin.
All right, I'll let you know. He doesn't seem worried about it.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it, Mutt.
What, Simmons, what happened in there?
She made my popcorn shrimp feel like a lobster tail.
What?
I put it in her Outback, and then I went down under and got a face full of chocolate lava cake.
Well, was there any illegal activity in there?
There should have been. Her taking six shrimps at once should have been illegal. She looked like a blooming onion.
What are you talking about? Oh, ew. Well, was the criminal in there?
I don't know. I couldn't see it because my face was betwixt two butt cheeks.
How much longer are we going to have to wait for this guy? My ass is starting to hurt.
Yeah, so is hers.
Wait, I think I see him.
Hey, man, you're late. It's all dried up now.
I don't care. I'll lick it up.
That's the spirit. Get your ass in here, nigga.
That's him. That's him. Simmons, let's go get him.
Please don't make me go back in there, mate. I'm going to want seconds.
Ew, Simmons, ew. I'll go get him then.
All right, don't get tempted, mate.
I won't. Police, freeze! Everybody on the ground! Oh, God, you're already on the ground.
Wait, who invited the car?
Well, I didn't.
I guess everybody just, like, disconnect.
Good news, everyone. The Coke balloon is still in my ass.
We'll come back to that later. You are under arrest.
Ah, man.
I'll let you finish, though.
Ah, my man.
All right, sir, we got him. Well, what took you boys so flippity-flapping long?
Well, I had to let him finish.
I last a long time.
Yeah, he does. Lucky.
Well, good work, boys. But Officer Simmons, I couldn't help but notice from your body cam footage that you took your uniform off. Why?
I had to go spelunking in a cave. It was a chocolate cave from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't understand.
Well, let me explain, sir.
What, Simmons? You banged a witness? Oh, that is it. You are suspended for 2 weeks without pay.
Well, I'd spend 2 weeks of pay on that experience. And since I'm already suspended, I might as well go back over there.
You know what? I think I might go check it out, too.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go, too.
Okay, you guys have fun. Now, wait a minute. Get back here. You can't do that.
Oh, rats. I almost got you.
Yeah, you're under arrest. But I'm gonna go check it out.
Wait. No one's here to watch me. I mean...
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to know what the best $30 I ever spent was?
What?
Sky Viper.
What is that? Is that a fan?
No, I already told you what it was. It's a Sky Viper. Check it out.
Whoa, dude, that looks like a spaceship.
It looks like a UFO.
Yeah, you guys ready to crap guacamole?
Excuse me? What?
When you see how cool this is, you guys are going to crap guacamole. You're going to guac right in your jeans. Check it out.
Whoa!
Dude, it is a UFO!
It's flying! Whoa! Where's it going?
Whatever it wants. It's a Sky Viper.
What? Are you controlling it?
No, you can't control the Sky Viper.
Oh, that's cool as hell.
It just goes wherever it wants?
Yeah, wherever it wants. Has technology gone too far? I think so.
That's so cool!
The news!
Breaking news, okay? Scientists have found a way to bring criminals who have died back to life so they can serve the remainder of their life sentences. The first dead person that they're going to try this on is Jeffrey Dahmer, and we have footage of them attempting it now.
Finally, I, Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, will bring Jeffrey Dahmer back to life so he can serve out the rest of his prison sentence. All I have to do is poke him in the chest with these two plutonium ice crystals, and I will resurrect him. Live!
Come on. Yes, yes, it worked! Rise! Rise, Jeffrey Dahmer!
Let me eat penis.
Yes, good. Now go to jail. Yes, go on. Yes, all the way to jail.
Bitch, Jeffrey Dahmer, bitch, Jeffrey Dahmer, bitch, guys, bitch!
Cody, why are you so scared?
Yeah, dude, calm down.
But guys, it's Jeffrey Dahmer. He killed 15 people, and a lot of them were gay. He's like the gay boogeyman, the boogeyman for gays. My mom always checks under my bed for Jeffrey Dahmer.
So why would he only kill gay people?
Well, he killed straight people, too.
And some black people. Yeah, he had a thing for us, dude.
So he killed gay black people?
Some of them were straight, come on now.
Yeah, and he also ate people.
Ate people?
Yeah, like ate them.
Like ate their bodies?
Like actually ate them.
Wait, could he not afford food?
No, I think he could. I just think he'd like to eat people.
Has he ever tried a Happy Meal?
Well, I'm sure he did. He just preferred people.
Who would want to eat people?
I don't know. He's insane.
Like on the guitar?
What? No, like mentally insane. Why would you assume the guitar?
Because usually when people say that guy's insane, they mean he's like insane on the guitar.
No, people don't usually mean that.
So, was he good at the guitar?
No, I don't know. That's not what he was known for. I think if he was, he would have started a band called The People Eaters and used his music to attract people to eat.
So why didn't he do that?
Because I don't think he was good at the guitar. It's not what he's known for. Look, he just fucking ate people, okay?
Okay, damn. Well, how do we know he ate people? Like, how do we know those people didn't try to eat him first and he just ate them back?
I don't think 15 random people all tried to eat him and then he just out-ate them.
Okay, well, do we know that for a fact?
He admitted to doing it.
Well, why didn't you just say that? I wouldn't have asked all these questions if you said he admitted to it.
Oh, Jesus, Junior. Look, the point is that he's free now, and he's really dangerous.
He's not free. He's still in jail.
Well, yeah, but what if he escapes?
They're not going to let him escape.
Yeah, you're right. They're not going to let him escape.
What up? I am the Honorable Judge Pooh-Bear, and today we will be revisiting the case of Jeffrey Dahmer, who was accused and convicted of killing and eating 15 people back in 1992. You were then sentenced to 15 life sentences, but you were killed in prison by a fellow prisoner, so you were unable to fulfill all of your life sentences. So now you have been brought back to life to fulfill the rest of your 14 life sentences, and every time you die, you will be resurrected, and then you will serve another life sentence until eventually justice is finally served. Mr. Dahmer, do you have anything you would like to say to this court before you go back to prison again?
Yummy penis.
Well, I've never tried it, so I will have to take your word for it. Guard, take him away.
Come on. Stop trying to bite me.
All right, get in there, Jeffrey Dahmer. It's time for you to serve the rest of your life sentence. Yes?
I'm hungry.
Oh, well, I think in the cafeteria today they got bologna sandwiches.
Oop. How about penis sandwiches?
Nope, none of that. I think they're fresh out of that.
Darn it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you eat people. Well, try not to eat your cellmate.
Cellmate?
What's up, fresh meat? My name Bubbles.
How'd you get a milkshake?
Oh, there. Yeah, I use my shower tokens. You know what that mean, right? I got a dirty ass.
Hey, Jeffrey, they have hot dogs in the cafeteria. That's kind of like a penis sandwich. Oh, God, why?
No thanks. I'm full.
You ate your cellmate, but only his ass?
Yummy.
Oh, God. That's just, what's the matter? What, do you got a hairball? What's going on, buddy? Talk to me.
Hairy ass.
Oh, okay, that's it. You're going to solitary confinement. No, come on, Jeffrey, come out of there.
No.
Jeffrey, come on.
No.
Jeffrey, if you go to solitary confinement, I'll give you a picture of a naked man.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus, it is such a mess in there. I'm going to have to clean all of this shit up. Jeffrey, you open this door right now.
No.
Jeffrey, you open it.
I'm going to go eat penis.
No, Jeffrey, don't you eat penis. Jeffrey, you better not eat penis. Open this door, don't eat penis.
Breaking news, UK. Jeffrey Dahmer, who was just brought back to life today, has escaped from prison. If you see this man, please stay away from him and call the police because he might eat your penis.
Uh-oh! Junior, you said they weren't going to let him escape, and now he escaped, and now he's going to eat my wee-wee.
He's not going to eat your wee-wee.
Have you seen it, Junior? It's a very edible wee-wee. It's like a piece of string cheese.
A piece of string cheese?
Yeah, like a little nub of mozzarella.
Why is it so pale?
Well, I don't tan my wee-wee. It doesn't get a lot of sun.
I don't think he wants to eat your wee-wee.
But, Junior, I'm gay. I'm like a filet mignon for him.
No, I'm black. I'm well done.
Oh, yeah. He'd love to eat me and Joseph.
Well, he's not going to eat you guys. And Joseph, isn't this usually when you say, I'm out of here, dude?
Yeah, but I'm not going outside, dude. He's probably waiting on me there.
Well, guys, I think I'm going to walk home and go tell my parents Jeffrey Dahmer escaped so we can move to Europe. I'm pretty sure he won't get a passport. It's okay, Cody. You're almost home. You're just walking, alone, at night, with a very edible penis in your shorts. But that's okay. Jeffrey Dahmer can't get you, because he's all the way in Wisconsin. And you're in Florida. Yeah, there's no way he could walk here in that time. Yeah, you're safe.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
What was that?
Penis, penis, penis.
Was that the Jeffrey Dahmer sound?
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Penis, penis.
Ah, it's Jeffrey Dahmer! Wait, is that actually Jeffrey Dahmer? Oh, no, that's just Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. Huh, that's weird. I've been wondering where he's been all this time.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Jeffrey Dahmer, help!
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude, I'm bored.
Hold on, I got an idea. Starbelly Dreamlights, Magical Unicorn.
Wow!
Does sound pretty dope, dude.
Yeah, it's the fucking titties.
Meh, guys, meh!
Cody, what are you doing here? We thought you left.
I did, but then, wait, what's going on here?
Oh, let me show you. Slit thumb, wet thumb, in it thumb.
Yeah, we restarted the video because you left. We thought the video was going to continue with you in the road.
Oh, well, no. I saw Jeffrey Dahmer outside in the road, and he tried to get me.
What, he did?
Yeah, he's outside, like right outside your door right now. He tried to eat my wee-wee.
Oh, well, then call the cops, Cody.
Okay.
Get rid of that, Jeffy. We'll stay with the Jeffrey Dahmer video.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Jeffrey Dahmer,
You know, I'm starting to think maybe you saw Jeffrey Dahmer.
I did, he was outside, he tried to eat my wee-wee.
Oh, okay, well, before I go look for him, I gotta get all the witnesses' names. So what's your name?
Cody.
What's your name?
I didn't see it happen.
Just tell me your name.
Junior.
And what's your name?
Joseph.
What's your name?
Jeffrey.
Okay, I think I have everything I need. What? Say your name again?
Jeffrey.
Oh, okay, huddle up everybody, just one. Not you. Oh, guys, is that fucking Jeffrey Dahmer right there?
What? No, that's our friend Jeffy.
Okay, well, you see, this is why you kids aren't cops. See, sometimes when criminals are trying to hide, they have an alias. That's like their name, but not their name. And Jeffy sounds pretty fucking close to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Whoa, you're so smart. You should be a cop.
I am. I really don't think that's Jeffrey Dahmer. Listen, kid, do you make $30,000 a year? No? Exactly, so just let me do my job. Hey, Jeffy, you're coming with me.
Where are we going?
To prison! You're under arrest!
What?
I really don't think he got the right guy.
Order, order, order! Welcome back, Mr. Dahmer. You are now being accused of eating your cellmate's ass to death and escaping from prison. That's another life sentence. You're back up to 15 life sentences there, mister. Back to prison you go.
But my name's Jeffy, not Jeffrey.
Removing the R from your name does not change what you've done. Prison!
All right, come on, Jeffrey.
All right, get in there, Jeffrey Dahmer. Or Jeffy Dahmer.
But I didn't even do anything!
Yeah, yeah, I saw you eat butt.
That's just a regular Tuesday for me!
All right, kids, you got nothing to worry about. Jeffrey Dahmer's locked up in a cell in prison in Wisconsin. Man, I drive fast.
Officer, I really don't think you got the right guy. The real Jeffrey Dahmer looks like Napoleon Dynamite.
Hey, that's enough lip out of you. You know what? You're starting to look a lot like Jeffrey Dahmer to me. What's your name?
Cody.
Oh, never mind. It's not even close. Hmm? Oh, kid, I think you should go answer it.
Why me?
Listen, I've driven around all over the place today. I'm really tired, okay? You go answer it.
Okay.
It's not even his house. I could have answered it.
Well,
Hello?
Hey, Jeffrey Dahmer! Hey!
Did you kids hear that? Sounds like the cry of somebody who just saw Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, hey, Jeffrey Dahmer! Hey!
What, you saw Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, he was at the front door, and I left it open, so he's probably coming inside.
Well, why would you leave the door open?
I don't know, I just panicked.
Well, officer, go attack him.
Fuck that! He's a serial killer and he eats wee-wees. I'm scared.
But your job is to protect and serve.
I don't even have a gun, man.
So then what are we gonna do?
Penis buffet for me, please.
Oh no, kids, we're all gonna lose our wee-wees.
I don't wanna lose my wee-wee.
Wait a minute. Do you guys hear that? It sounds like the Sky Viper.
He's out! Jeffrey's out! Go arrest him!
Okay. Alright, Jeffrey Dahmer, you're under arrest.
But penis, I want to eat it.
I know you do, bud. There'll be plenty of that in prison. I mean, no!
You're not going to let me eat penis, are you?
What? No, Jesus, I just said no. Why do you want to do it? Come on, let's go.
All right, Jeffrey Dahmer, I don't know how you escaped again, but you're not going to escape again. Wait a minute, there's two Jeffrey Dahmers. That's not possible. Which one is the real one?
Penis.
Oh, it's you. It's definitely you. Come on, buddy, you can come out of.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What?
I'm reading my gay BC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you're eating it with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly, look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Well, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Ugh, fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are. And they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen. Put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick. Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling. I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy, there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf, and their parent says, "Hey, go read your gay BCs." And the kid says, "Yes, they them."
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. I'm so sick.
Ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
You're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask you, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the gay BCs?
Oh.
It stands for, oh my god, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, alright? Alright, you guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh.
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I gonna be woke? No one's gonna know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
Take the book away from him.
Oh, Bonnie, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Blaney?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Blaney? That's not very nice.
No, Karen. What I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Blaney? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked that they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boyne, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook. And maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boyne. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boyne. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say, somebody said you look like an owl. And then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Ah! Boyne! That would have been funny if I said who. Because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who, like I am an owl. And it would be like I was an owl, Boyne.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boyne, we should go to Hooters. Oh, we can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All right, thanks. Hey, by the way, someone in the office said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
What? Oh, that's the goddamn funniest thing I ever heard. You said somebody said I look like an owl, and I said who, and that's the noise owls make. That's so fucking funny. And you thought of that all on your own?
Yeah, I sure did. That is a Brooklyn Guy original.
You know what? I'm giving you a raise.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we need more funny cops around here. People around here are just too damn serious.
Well, thanks.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, hey, Officer Simmons. Somebody said you look like an owl.
Well, why would they say that? That's hurtful.
No, Simmons, you're supposed to say who, damn it! You're demoted! You're on parking tickets from now on!
Oh.
Huh, I can't believe I got a promotion for making that stupid joke. Maybe I am a comedian. But, whoa, that guy's driving like an owl. I better pull him over. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, officer. I'm Charlie.
Where is that laughing coming from?
It's the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed you were swerving quite a bit. Have you had anything to drink?
Plenty.
Oh, well, how much?
A whole pack.
Oh, Capri Sun. I guess that's fine. But you were speeding, too.
Oh, what? I didn't have on my blinkers?
Oh, that's pretty good because you're blinking.
Yeah. Well, and I have been getting road head. I'm sorry, officer. I am a freak.
Oh, that looks like a severed head.
Mm-hmm. The body's in the trunk.
Okay, well, I don't really understand that part of the joke, but hey, somebody at dispatch said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
You're funny. Did you write that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Oh, man, you could be a comedian. We need writers here. Well, do you want to be a writer for me?
What, me? A writer for Charlie? I'd love to.
We need original content.
Oh, I'm full of original content. Everything I say is original.
It sounds like it. Look, come meet us tonight. We need new content for an episode.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he didn't check the trunk. I have a whole body in there. I'm a murderer.
Oh, boy, you dressed all fancy. What, you got a hot date tonight?
Yeah, with a girl owl who said you also look like an owl.
Oh, Boyne, you want me to say who again, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Very good, Karen, you got it.
Yay, Boyne.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm dressed up is, you know that guy Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
Yeah.
Well, he thought my owl joke was so funny, he wants me to write for his show.
Oh, really, Boyne? That's so exciting. What other jokes do you know?
Oh, so many. I'm just full of jokes.
Tell me one.
Well, no, I'm not going to tell them to you, because you might steal them, and people who steal jokes, that's fucked up. You shouldn't steal jokes. That's wrong.
Oh, Boyne, I have a joke that you could tell everyone tonight. You want to hear it?
Okay.
What do you do if you get swallowed by an elephant?
What?
You run around till you're pooped out.
I don't get it.
Like, you run around till you're pooped out tired, or you run around until he poops you out?
What does that have to do with an elephant?
Nothing, Boyne.
Okay, it could have been any large animal. That joke is stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, fine, Boyne, then don't.
Okay, I won't, because I have plenty of other jokes. And you know what? Somebody told me that you make bad jokes and you look like an owl.
Well, that's really hurtful, Boyne. I don't appreciate being talked about that way. That's not nice.
Damn it, Karen, you still don't get it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the joke writing room for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that's going to be airing tonight. And who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm new. Charlie said he liked my joke.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Oh, well, somebody here said you look like an owl.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl? What did you, Steven?
No, sir.
What did you, Susan?
No.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl?
Well, you said who, so you're an owl.
Goddamn shit I've ever heard. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Well, we're gonna get you a name tag that says Funny Motherfucker, because that's your new name now. You can stay. All right, Steven, give me a joke.
Okay, your mom is so poor.
No, she's not.
Okay, his mom is so poor. I saw her wearing one shoe, so I said, what happened to your other shoe? Did you lose it? And she said, no, I found this one.
You're fired. Susan, give me a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Actually, owls go who, not cars.
That's funny as shit! This is a funny motherfucker! You two need to learn to be more like him!
Can I finish my joke?
I don't even remember the beginning part of it, so it's fucking stupid.
Cargo beep beep.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Alright, funny man, give me another one.
Oh, okay, well, somebody said you look like an owl.
I've already heard that one. Give me another one.
Oh, a different one.
Yes.
I got those. Somebody said you look like a parakeet.
Who?
Well, I said a parakeet, not an owl.
It's even funnier the third fucking time, Steven! Right? Alright, Steven, give me another joke.
I thought it was fire.
Okay, fine, stay fire.
No, no, please, I have another joke. I have another joke.
Okay, and they better be funny, because if it's not, thumbtacks are gonna go in your ass. Five of them.
Yes, sir.
Alright, go.
His mom is so fat, she took a bite of her phone because it was made by Apple.
Go. Go to my office, get five thumbtacks, and start shoving them up your ass. And I'm gonna know if it's five or not, because I'm gonna have you shit them out into my hand. Everyone get a good look at Steven's ass. That's the last time you're gonna see it without thumbtacks in it. Alright, Susan, another joke, please?
Okay, why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
Why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
He didn't have the guts.
Almost as funny as your joke. Go ahead and tell me another one.
Oh, another one. Okay, well, what do owls say when they get hurt?
Ouch?
No, they say owl.
That's fucking stupid. Okay. Alright, that's enough poultry jokes, okay? Give me another one that has nothing to do with owls.
Oh, a different one. Okay, well, can I use the bathroom real quick?
Sure, but when you come back, you better tell me a joke so funny I laugh the shit out of my ass!
Okay, yes, sir.
Alright, Susan, give me another joke.
Why did the wheel on the car stop spinning?
Why?
Because it was tired.
Alright, you can write that one down. We'll keep that one.
Please answer.
Hello?
Marvin, put your wife on the phone.
Wait, why?
Just do it!
Baby, it's the doctor. He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, you remember that owl joke you told me?
Yeah!
Yeah, it was really good, and I need another joke that's not about owls.
What's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels!
No, I don't think he's gonna like that. I think he's gonna put thumbtacks in my ass.
What?
Give me another joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, I've already heard this.
No!
I didn't even say who.
Okay, I got one. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know shit.
No, a stick.
I could maybe use that one. Give me another one.
Why did Susie fall off the swing?
Why?
Because she doesn't have arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
Oh, I see, because she didn't have arms.
Moo! It's the cow!
Okay, I think I can maybe use those. Thanks. Oh, I'm so fucked.
Steven, you're walking like there's only four in there. There better be five, because I'm going to check.
There's five.
All right, good.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, everyone, look, funny fuckhead's back. Come on, tell me a funny joke, funny fucker. I'm hungry. I want yummy the funny time. Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
What?
Because she doesn't have any arms.
How the fuck was she knocking? Was she hitting her head on the door?
Moo.
What?
That's a cow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on. Can I please start over? I messed up.
Please do.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
Grass. I lied about the brown and sticky.
Are you okay? Did you do shrooms in the fucking bathroom?
No, I got it, okay? What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
What?
He poops you out, I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you being a funny fuckhead? Come on, be funny!
Okay. Yeah, be funny!
Be funny!
Come on!
Tell jokes!
Be funny!
You're
not funny!
Okay, I stole the owl joke, okay?
You stole the owl joke?
Yes, I stole it.
You're fucking fired! Just Steven, let me see those thumbtacks. Go ahead and shit them out in my hand. There's an asshole that's more deserving of it, just when I didn't think it was possible. Hold on, let me get them. Oh, you put him the sharp side in first? Oh, it's crazy, Steven. Good work. All right, I only have four. I only have four, Steven, goddammit!
Ow.
Barney, what's wrong?
I got thumbtacks shoved up my ass for lying.
What'd you lie about?
Well, you know that owl joke I told you earlier? I stole it.
Barney, you stole a joke? That's horrible.
Well, your stupid elephant joke didn't really work either.
Well, how did you say it, Barney?
Well, you know, is that what happens when you get eaten by an elephant? You get pooped out.
Barney, you said it wrong. It's you run around until you pooped out.
Yeah, well, I don't think that extra little sentence would have stopped the thumbtacks.
I don't know, Barney. I mailed the joke in. We should see if they use it.
They're not going to use it.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm going to be saying jokes sent in by fans. So what do you do if you were eaten by an elephant? You run around until you get pooped out. That is funny. That is freaking funny. Oh, man. Whoever said that. Oh, that's hilarious. Pooped out.
Boyney.
I'm gonna go tell that joke to my boss so I get another raise.
Hey, sir.
Hey there, funny man.
Hey, I got another joke for you. What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
Guy, I just saw that joke on Charlie and Friends. You're under arrest for theft, and you're losing your raise.
Man, you get arrested and...
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, my God, yes!
Oh, dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a drag race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh, dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down.
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're going to love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race! That drag badass! RuPaul's Drag Race! Yes, drag badass!
Hello, welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul. We're down to our grand finale and the last two contestants. Let's meet them. Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it? I wonder.
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad.
Oh my God, my favorite dressing is balsamic or balsucket.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah. Who do you think is going to win?
Win what? What,
the competition. Which one do you think is the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's going to be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! Oh, I've seen enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is... Superstar. Well, oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
Hey, I can't believe I lied.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my God, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so. It's okay.
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean, she, I...
Yay!
Oh, my God, Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Phoebe.
Let's not tell Chef Phoebe you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
The brownies!
Chef Phoebe.
What?
Junior.
Yes.
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's a drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Chef Phoebe.
Gay boy! You were gay boy.
Boy. No, I just said she was I.
You like boy booty now.
Booty boy. No, I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic.
Nah, you just a booty diver.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Relax, Junior. I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay. I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know. Like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my God, I love that.